This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Welcome to the 52nd Big 30 Football All-Star Charities Classic. Live on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, 100.1 The Hero, and streaming at WESB.com and The Hero app. This broadcast is made possible by dozens of Big 30 area sponsors proud to support the game, its players, coaches, and cheerleaders. Now, let's join the McKean County ESALs press box for all the action. This is Big 30 Football.
Good evening and welcome to the 52nd annual Big 30 Classic between the New York and Pennsylvania Big 30 All-Stars here on WESB Sports. My name is Ryan Mackey up here in the McKean County ESALs press box, coming to you live from a beautiful Parkway Field in Bradford, Pennsylvania at Bradford Area School District High School. I'm joined tonight by my good friend and former youth football coach, Zach Coakley. Zach, how are you doing today, buddy?
Not bad. How are you doing today, Ryan?
Not bad, man. We were talking earlier before the broadcast went live that I don't know about you, but I never thought that when I was a kid that I would be doing this live on radio, announcing the Big 30 Classic, coming here basically every day or every year for my entire childhood. I didn't think it would be something I'd be doing in my adult life, but this is a pretty cool experience and a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience, especially since it's my first time live on radio.
Hey, it's...
What a way to knock it out.
Huh? Yeah, right. It's not like it's a big deal or anything. It's not like there's people from New York, PA, all over the place listening to this right now. As if you guys don't know, this is the best players from, I think, 15 different schools from each side, both New York and PA. They are seniors that have already graduated, getting ready to move on. They are coached by what I'm assuming is people voted on the coaching staff to see who they thought was the best staff on each side in those 15 schools. Today, PA is coached by Troy Cook from Eldred, and New York is coached by Chad Bartoszek. And I'm just going to apologize in advance for any name mess-ups on both ends because some of these names are a little bit difficult, but we'll get through it. As for the head coaches, I just want to kind of touch base with these guys first. Troy Cook has done an amazing job over at Otto Eldred. He's the first-time Big 30 head coach. Second overall, he was an assistant during the game back in around the 2014 area that was delayed and then restarted on a Sunday. They ended up losing because they buried themselves in a hole before the game got canceled, and they just couldn't really drag themselves out of it. The PA coaches are at a big experience disadvantage in this game because the New York side does have some first-timers, but their head coach is a second-time Big 30 head coach. He's his third overall. He's coming off a state championship appearance over in Salamanca. He's their head coach. And I think – I'm not sure if that experience really played a factor in this scenario because they have such a short amount of time to get their teams ready. I don't know if, Zach, you being a youth football coach, if that time frame really matters, knowing that you only have 2 or 3 weeks to get these guys ready, or the fact that they're basically college freshmen at this point and they just kind of do their thing.
Yeah, I'd say it plays a little bit into it, but you also have the best players from the teams around. Yeah, and they're going to play well together, and I think it only plays a little bit into it.
Yeah, I mean, looking down the roster, you'll see some guys from Otto Eldred, you'll see some guys from Salamanca. Both their coaching staffs are very, very good. I know they both spoke very highly of each other in their interviews during press day and all that. So I think they'll be fully prepared here and ready to go. And looking down the sidelines here, both teams lined up. If I had to say, I think PA has a little bit of a size edge. Just from the eye test, it looks like they have a little bit of a size edge, but. New York is also having some issues with injuries. They have a really good running back from Portville, he just had a surgery recently, so he was a really good running back for Portville. He won't be playing in this game. And Coach Bartoszek said that depth was going to be an issue today because they can't go both ways too deep.
Yeah.
So usually how it goes is they have enough players to both sides of the ball have two players that can play both two different positions. And he was worried that he wasn't going to be able to do that in this game, and these guys getting a little tired out, and maybe PA having a little bit of the depth advantage.
Yeah, the plus side of that is the heat will not make a factor in that.
No, and it's a beautiful day out. The sun's down over the hill now, so the lights will be coming on here relatively shortly. But for the most part, I don't think depth would be too big of an issue. Like I said, these kids are all basically college freshmen. I don't have enough background to know if any of them are going to play college football anywhere. I would assume most of them are going. It's very difficult to play college football, to get into college football in this area. So I'm assuming most of them probably aren't. But if there are any, congratulations to them, and they'll be playing in their final football game here. But a noticeable absent is Talon Reese from Bradford, the quarterback, that is not playing in this game because I believe he's already at his college. He is playing D2 college football, so he is not playing in this game. But Zach, what do you think? What are you looking forward to in this game today as they start introducing the players here?
Some high-powered football being played. Fast pace. Hopefully they have fun and everyone get out of here injury-free.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing for me is you don't want to see anybody get injured, especially in a game like this. That it matters. They definitely have some bragging rights involved. I'm pretty sure New York has the overall lead, even though PA went on. They were on like a 6-0-1 run there for a little while, where they're pretty dominant for a solid stretch there. But New York, I know, won last year pretty handily, and they're going to be well coached again this year. They're going to be tough and physical. They're going to hit hard, and that was the difference last year. Was New York was very much more physical than PA. So, and I think Coach Cook knows that. I think he probably talked to his players about that, about making sure that they set a tone early and not allowing them to be out physical again in this game.
Yeah, I'm definitely very excited to watch these Cameron County kids play because that's where I first started my youth coaching career, and they were the ones that I first started coaching, so it's pretty cool to watch them here at their final high school game where I was there from the beginning with them.
Yeah, so you were actually part like a stepping stone for some of these guys, and it's kind of cool to see that. I personally I've coached in the past, haven't had the pleasure of meeting any of these young men yet, but I'm sure they're ready to go, and it's an exciting game. It always is. But real quick, before we do the New York player introduction, we're going to take a quick break from the McKean County East Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM. McKean County eSales understands the importance of building lasting relationships with customers. They strive to create a welcoming and trustworthy environment where you can feel confident in your transactions. McKean County eSales has helped countless customers find rare treasures, expand their collections, and turn unwanted items into cash. Explore McKean County eSales' diverse inventory of coins, metals, firearms, and more by visiting them on West Main Street in Smethport or by calling 814-887-4160. Tonight's game is brought to you by the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, one of the most affordable four-year public colleges in Pennsylvania, carrying the prestige of the Pitt name. Located close to home, Pitt Bradford offers 41 career-ready majors, including business, sports management, exercise science, and engineering technology, all in a supportive, close-knit campus community. Get a world-class education without the big price tag. The University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. Pitt forged, Bradford inspired.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Looking for a better auto dealer experience? You'll find it at Love Toyota of Bradford. Whether you're looking for a brand new Toyota or a clean pre-owned vehicle, the Love Toyota sales professionals will go to work for you and find a car, truck, or SUV that's just right for you. Their service center offers convenient drive-in reception bays and comfortable waiting areas, and their full-service collision center is just across the street. It's everything you look for in a dealership. Visit Love Toyota of Bradford on East Main Street. You'll be glad you did.
Big 30 football.
For Pennsylvania, front Kane and
Welcome back to the McKean County ACLS Press Box here at Parkway Field for the Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic. We are going to get started with the New York player introduction here. With number one, we have Gavin Straub from Allegheny Limestone, a 6'4", 185-pound tight end slash defensive end. Number two, DJ Zada from Cattaraugus Little Valley, 6'1", 180-pound wide receiver and safety. Number three, Corey Hollerin, a 5'11", 175-pound wide receiver and safety from Salamaica. Number four, Carter Smith from Franklinville, Ellicottville, 5'10", 160, running back and corner. Breton Blecha, also from Franklinville and Ellicottville. He's a 6'5", 205-pound wide receiver and outside linebacker. You don't see that combination very often.
No.
Number seven is Dominic Clark from Randolph, a 5'10", 140-pound running back wide receiver and also plays safety on defense. Number eight is Colin Mooney from Franklinville, Ellicottville. He's a 6', 165-pound running back and defensive end slash middle linebacker. Number nine is Zane Gleason from Allegheny Limestone, 6', 180-pound running back, tight end, and middle linebacker. Number 10 is Dakota Colts from Salamaica. He's a 5'7", 165-pound wide receiver and corner. Number 12, Isaac Town from Franklinville, Ellicottville area, 6'2", 225-pound cornerback and outside linebacker. Number 13, Kyle Lesser Dunn from Salamaca, 5'10", 160-pound wide receiver and safety. Number 14 is Josiah Lenahan from Cattaraugus Little Valley, 6', 165-pound wide receiver, tight end, playing corner and safety. Number 15 is Maddox Isaac from Salamaca, 6', 165-pound quarterback and corner. Number 16 is Trent Castleman from Southwestern, 6'2", 165-pound wide receiver and corner. Number 17 is Owen Hayes from Southwestern, 5'8", 160, quarterback and outside linebacker. Number 18 is Logan Fleischman from Pioneer, 6'2", 160-pound quarterback slash corner. Number 21 is Landon Shapatcher from Portville, Cuba, Rushford, Hinsdale area, 5'9", 160-pound wide receiver, also plays corner. Number 22 is Brock Gugliardo from Portville, Cuba, Rushford, Hinsdale area, 6', 185-pound running back and defensive end. Number 23, the aforementioned Max Dioi, who is injured, is a 5'9", 160-pound running back and outside linebacker. Number 25 is Connor Braley from Randolph, 5'8", 170, running back and safety. Mike Tisch is number 26 from Olean, 5'11", 180-pound running back and outside linebacker. Number 27 is Cole Kiesler from Portville, Cuba, Rushford, Hinsdale, 5'5", 150-pound running back and safety. Number 32 is Breckham Hunt from Portville, Cuba, Rushford, Hinsdale area, 5'9", 200 pounds, running back and defensive end. Number 35 is Billy Slavinsky from Franklinville, Ellicottville, 6'1", 225, plays running back and D end. Number 44 is Zachary Tritely from Salamaca, 6', 200-pound running back and middle linebacker. Number 50, Shay Smith, Franklinville, Ellicottville area, 5'9", 280 pounds, plays center and guard and also D-tackle. Number 55 is Jackson Cam from Olean, 5'10", 180 pounds, plays guard and defensive end. Number 58 is Cruz Gustenis from Salamaca, 6'1", 185 pounds, center and defensive end slash D-tackle. Number 60 is Noah Fuller from Cattaraugus Little Valley, 5'11", 180 pounds, guard, tackle, and also linebacker. Number 66 is Noah Ochoa from Pioneer, 5'7", 250-pound guard and center, and also plays D-tackle. Number 70 is Henry Chamberlain from Portville, Cuba, Rushford, Hinsdale area, 5'10", 215 pounds, plays guard and defensive tackle. Number 75 is Chase Marshall from Cattaraugus Little Valley, 5'10", 230, guard center, plays defensive tackle, and also plays the middle linebacker. Number 76 is Ethan Allen from Franklinville, Ellicottville. He's 6'1", 205, plays tackle and D-tackle. Number 78 is Nate Hahn from Randolph, 6'1", 200 pounds, plays tackle and defensive tackle. And last but not least, we have Ryan Metzger, number 79 from Franklinville, Ellicottville. He's 6'3", 270, guard tackle and defensive tackle. And while we're on this note, we will go over their coaching staff as well. For the New York side, we have head coach Chad Partosik, And this is his entire coaching staff from Salamanca, I believe, might be mixed in with other coaches, but Coach Paul Furlong, Coach Seth Hulstutler, Coach Jerry Parisi, Coach Aaron Hill, and Coach Greg Herrick. So reading down that list while we have a couple minutes here before we take another break, this team looks bigger on paper than they look to me down the field, Zach. I don't know if you were kind of picking up on that. But being up here, they don't look as big as they sound on paper, but looks can certainly be deceiving. I know, like, if you go to an NFL practice like I did yesterday for the Buffalo Bills, those guys are way bigger than they actually seem like they are on TV.
Yeah, when you're up higher, they don't look as big. And you get down on that field, they pretty big boys.
Yeah, I mean, even number 55, he's sitting right here in front of us here in the press box, Jackson Cam from Olean. He's listed at 5'10", 180, and he actually looks slightly bigger than he's probably listed at. But I think, like I said, going over the roster, I think, great show of sportsmanship here. Number 75 for Olean, Chase Marshall, just met number 69 from PA. That is Seth Jensen. He's on crutches right now. Looks like he obviously won't be playing in the game. Looks like he has a knee injury, but met him at the 30-yard line as opposed to everybody else meet him at the 50. He could show a sportsmanship not allowing him to use his crutches all the way to the 50-yard line. That's a long walk. But so, Zach, just looking over that real quick, you see a lot of guys that are on the same teams, a lot of chemistry probably there with those guys, and I think that plays a factor when you have such a short amount of time to practice.
Yeah, Portville, Keeper, Rushford, Hinsdale, they battle, have their own squad on here.
Yeah, they account for about a third of the roster. That team must have been loaded. I don't know how their season went, but they have a lot of players on this team. And my cousin played quarterback for Hinsdale back in the day, went to Hilbert College and played there for a little bit as well. So I'm familiar with that area. Those guys are always well coached and pretty disciplined. So having those guys on that team, I'm sure they're all leaders, they're all small town boys. But before we get into the PA player introduction, we will take a quick break here from the McKean County East Sales Press Boxes, the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Adams Services on Front Street in Olean provides the highest quality sanitary services in the industry. Their experienced team specializes in rentals of porta potties, hand washing stations, and restroom trailers for any occasion, event, or job site. Adams Services also recently expanded to offer efficient and professional septic pumping, ensuring your system always stays in optimal condition. Find Adams Services on Facebook or get a quote today by visiting their website at oleanportapotty.com.
For the last 30 years, McKean County eSales on West Main Street in Smethport has specialized in the buying, selling, and trading of valuable antiques, precious metals, and firearms. With over 1,000 new and used guns currently in stock, McKean County eSales is the largest firearms dealer in McKean County. They also offer everything from coins and jewelry to games and electronics across their 12,000 square feet of retail space. Visit McKean County eSales on West Main Street in Smethport, sponsor of our Big 30 football broadcast booth.
When you're looking for a bank you can trust, you look for certain characteristics. You look for a reliable, progressive, and friendly bank. You look for competitive rates and personalized attention with every transaction. You'll get all that and more at Hamlin Bank & Trust, with offices in Smethport, Kane, Eldred, Mount Jewett, Bradford, Olean, St. Mary's, and now in Sheffield. All the decisions are made locally with you, the customer, in mind. Trust experience. Trust Hamlin Bank & Trust Company. Member FDIC.
What makes Papa Scoop's such a popular place to eat? Is it their 60 flavors of Perry's ice cream plus 6 varieties of diet ice cream? Could it be Papa Scoop's daily lunch specials for just $6? Or maybe their delicious fish fries every Friday, plus other dinner specials. How about their fresh smoothies, the best in town? And they welcome all the youth sports teams. There's just so much to like about Papa Scoop's. Stop in and see what you like best. You'll probably say everything. See for yourself at Papa Scoop's, 58 West Washington Street in Bradford.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the McKean County East Sales Press Box here at the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic. Before the game gets started here, I will pass it over to Zach Coakley here to do the PA player introduction.
Thanks, Ryan. For Team Pennsylvania, number one, Alex Yeager out of Smethport. He's 5'7", 160 pounds, plays wide receiver and outside linebacker. Number two is Danny Van Vladricken out of Countersport. He's 5'10", 140 pounds, He also plays wide receiver and plays corner. Number three is Ryder Brown out of Cameron County. He is 5'10", 160 pounds, plays quarterback, receiver, safety, and outside linebacker. Number four is Davey Scheinfield out of Otto Eldred. He's 6'3", 190 pounds, plays receiver, outside linebacker, and safety. Number six is Jaden Chase out of Eisenhower, 5'11", 180 pounds, tight end, fullback, defensive end, and outside linebacker. Number seven is Owen Roundsville out of Smithport. He's 5'8", 165 pounds, wide receiver, and safety. Number 10 out of Sheffield is Colby Barr. He's 6', 165 pounds, quarterback, outside linebacker. Hunter App out of Otto Eldred, 5'7", 155 pounds, running back, and outside linebacker. Ryan Chambers out of Eisenhower is 5'7", 145 pounds. He will be playing wide receiver and outside linebacker. Alex Marfink out of Sheffield is 5'9", 150 pounds. He will be playing running back and also outside linebacker. Bo Kiner out of Smithport is 6'2", 210 pounds. He will be playing tight end and defensive tackle. Out of Cameron County is Jake Narby, 5'10", 150 pounds. He'll be playing wide receiver and cornerback. Levi Wilson out of Kane is 5'6", 175 pounds. He'll be playing running back and outside linebacker. Ben Paul out of St. Mary's Elk County Catholic is 5'11", 175 pounds. 170 pounds. He'll be playing quarterback and safety. Jacob Causer out of Port Allegheny, he is 6'2", 185 pounds. He'll be playing tight end and defensive end. Connor Van Wagenen out of Countersport, he's 5'8", 160 pounds. He will be playing running back and cornerback. Sam West out of Kane is 5'8", 190 pounds. He will be playing running back and defensive tackle. Out of Otto Eldred is Jaden Prince. He is 5'9", 175 pounds. He will be playing running back, defensive end. Austin Campbell out of Kane is 5'10", 160 pounds. He will be playing wide receiver and cornerback. Rocco Delhoney out of Ridgeway Johnsonburg is 6'1", 225 pounds. He will be playing running back and defensive end. Kane Sharbaugh out of Kane is 6', 215 pounds. He will be playing running back and middle linebacker. Jordan Iazzo out of Ridgeway Johnsonburg is 5'11", 205 pounds. He will be playing center and defensive end. Carson Neely out of Port Allegheny is 6', 265. He will be playing guard and defensive tackle. Evan Whitmore out of Bradford is 6', 200 pounds. He'll be playing tackle and middle linebacker. Out of Cameron County is Landon Farron. He is 6'1", 220. He'll be playing center, defensive end. Aiden McLee out of St. Mary's, Elk County Catholic. 6'2", 255, center, defensive tackle. Cameron Severance out of Kane is 6'3", 290, guard, defensive tackle. Aiden Haubaugh out of Eisenhower is 5'8", 215. He'll be playing guard and defensive tackle. Charlie Minard out of Otto Eldred is 6'2", 235. He'll be playing tackle and defensive end. Max Newton out of Cameron County is 6', 255. He'll be playing tackle and defensive tackle. Seth Jensen out of Eisenhower, 6', 310 pounds. He'll be playing guard and defensive tackle. Out of Ridgeway Johnsonburg is Hunter Vigilone. He is 5'11", 260. He'll be playing guard and defensive tackle. Cole Yershizen out of Eisenhower is 5'6", 270. He'll be playing guard and defensive tackle. Andrew Kyler out of Sheffield is 5'11", 215. He'll be playing guard and defensive tackle. And out of Cameron County is Kobe Shepherd. He is 6'2", 185. He'll be playing tight end, defensive end. And your coaches for Team Pennsylvania this year out of Otto Eldred, head coach is Troy Cook, and he is assisted by Sean Roundsville, Boyd Fitzsimmons, Chris Schwab, Josh Ronsville, and Cameron McGee.
Yeah, so looking down, not as many singular teams on this PA squad, but yeah. I feel like from what I've seen and highlights that I've seen from these guys, there's a couple people stand out to me on the PA side. There's the two linemen, Carson Neely from Port and Charlie Miner from OE. They're both their respective regions' offensive linemen of the year. And with the way that I know Coach Cook likes to run his offense, he's very pass-heavy. But I think with a running back like Rocco Delhoney, who's the Ridgeway running back, he had over just under 1,300 yards, 16 total touchdowns last year. I think having those two big guys up front and having him in the backfield, I think along with Hunter App, who had a great year for Otto Eldred as well, I think Cook might lean a little bit more towards being more versatile than being a very pass-heavy offense like he was at Otto Eldred.
Do a little bit more ground and pound than the West Coast style offense here.
Yeah, absolutely. And they just love to throw the ball, and they had the weapons to do that. But I think with the weapons that they have in this particular game, I'm very curious to see if they do go more ground and pound style, where New York probably plans, according to them during the press day, Coach said that they wanted to keep it relatively simple, but they do have two of the better quarterbacks in the area for them, Maddox Isaac and Corey Holleran, both earned Big 30 nods as teammates for Salamaica, as well as Franklinville's Isaac Town and Breton Bletcha. They both were Big 30 All-Star selections for their respective teams. So very curious to see how simple New York keeps it, how versatile PA will take it, because they both said that's kind of how they want to approach the game, and see if simpler was better or if being a little bit more difficult to read and pick up on and on the PA side is going to make the difference for them here. But we're getting ready to do the national anthem here. We will take a quick break from the McKean County E-Sales Press Boxes, the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products, remind you to play it safe this summer. Whether you're enjoying a cookout, a day at the beach, taking a vacation trip, whatever your summertime brings, please remember to drink responsibly. Be sure to choose a designated driver if alcohol is in the plans. And above all, have a great summer. A message from your friends at Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products.
Luciano Builder's slogan is, "We build our reputation." It's a lot like playing in the Big 30 game. Start with a well-conceived plan, lay a sturdy foundation, build a sound framework, use the best quality materials, and pay attention to details. In football as in life, planning and execution equals a winning game plan. Luciano Builders congratulates all the participants in the Big 30 game and reminds them to do as Luciano's and continue to build their own reputation.
WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford, Big 30 Football on B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
Welcome back to the McKean County E-Sales Press Box here at the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic. As we get ready for the national anthem, we just saw the New York team in a little team prayer here on the sideline. The marching bands are walking out now. Looks like we have some Bradford Owls football players carrying the American flag out to the 15-yard line, and we will take a moment here for the national anthem to play out as soon as it gets started. So if we hear us cut out and you don't quite hear anything, that would be why, but we're going to try to catch the national anthem for you. But, Zach, before anything gets going here, did you have any big games like this, either whether coaching or playing, that you were kind of like, "Oh, it's just an all-star game, but at the same time, it's a bragging rights game as well"? Were you a part of anything like that?
Not so much any all-star games, but at my time in Cameron County, normally the guy that helps you out, Cam Snodgrass, and I had set up a scrimmage and for a game, and it was all about bragging rights then, and that was about it. But nothing too crazy like how this is.
Yeah, I mean, I never personally did anything in terms of football related. I was never really, never gave football a fair shot, but basketball, I played an all-star game for basketball, and that's one of those things that you just want to perform well in and do well in, but also at the same time understand that it's not that serious. Don't get hurt and just go out there and have fun. But here we go with the national anthem, so we're going to go quiet for a second.
Jersey Gammon. Out there.
from Record, Ethan Rockna and Felicity Kramer. From Cameron County.
Oh, never mind. I guess we're not going to go. They're announcing. Thing miss.
They're introducing the Big 30 band.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So while they do that, we will. Sorry for that mistake. We'll just keep going here until that goes. But anyways, with like I was saying earlier, with the teams that these guys have, I would love to see PA be more physical than they have been in recent years. And not that they didn't have the players that were capable of it. It seemed like New York was much more physical on both sides of the ball. And it was very immediate from the jump last year that New York was a more physical team. But with the guys that they have in the trenches this year for PA, I mean, those guys, Carson Neely is like an all-state wrestler as well as being an offensive lineman. He's a very good wrestler. So, and I know Owen Roundsville personally. I know Bo Kenner personally from being the play-by-play for Smithport last year. Those guys are both playmakers on both sides of the ball, and especially Owen Roundsville. He was one of the guys that once he got the ball in his hands, something usually happened that was a good, whether it be a punt return or a swing pass, anything like that. Here we go with the national anthem now. So we will go quiet here, let the national anthem play out, and then we will hop back into you guys.
And the American Legion Post 108 is presented by members of the Bradford Owl football team. At this time, the Big 30 Charities Classic Committee would like to ask all veterans who are able to do so to please stand and be recognized for their service.
Big clap for the veterans here before the national anthem starts.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please join our veterans and stand. And gentlemen, please remove your cap as we honor America. Now we would like to welcome Hecla Monkey from Smithport as she performs America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful job by the marching band here today. And national anthem, of course, always a staple for every sporting event here, as it should be. We were going to take a quick break real quick before we come back for the kickoff. This is the McKean County East Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Vision is a precious gift. Visit Cartez Family Vision and get a whole new view of the world. From professional eye examinations to a large selection of contacts and stylish eyewear with popular brands like Ray-Ban, Oakley, Kate Spade, and Michael Kors, it's your total vision center for everyone in the family. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday till noon on Fridays in the old City Hall building downtown Bradford. You depend on your eyes, and you can depend on Cartez Family Vision. Schedule your appointment at kevincartezod.com.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the McKean County East Sales Press Box. I am Ryan Mackey here with Zach Coakley at the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic. We are getting ready for the coin toss here as they announce the coaches, and I believe we're going to have the captains walk out here. I think this is just a ceremonial coin toss. It's usually what they do nowadays, Zach. I don't know if you've been to any high school football games lately, but for Smithport last year, what they would do is they would do the coin toss like 10, 15 minutes beforehand, and then they just kind of do a ceremonial meet at the midfield and meet that way. So I don't know if this is going to be the same way or if they're going to do an actual coin toss here, but when we do get going here, we have a lot of things that go into play here in terms of just – I give these guys a lot of credit, especially the coaches, such a short turnaround trying to get these kids ready and just really having them as prepared as possible. But like we said, these are the best players in the entire area for us, guys that you probably heard about consistently in paper, radio, whatever, probably played in multiple All-Star games. But real quick, I just want to give a reminder that our Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic is sponsored by the following: Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Zimmerman Realty, Jimco Sales & Service, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, McKean County E-Sales, Little Fabric Garden, Papa Scoops, C.L. McTernan Incorporated, Luciano Brothers, New Bradford Auto, Hartle Tarbox Funeral Home, Wallace Engineering, Adams Services, Emporium Hardwoods, Ott & McHenry Pharmacy, Pine Acres Country Club and RV Park, Devin Kloss State Farm. Among others, I will get there. We're gonna do the coin toss here. Looks like we have number 25, number 5, number 70, and I'm trying to see who the last one is. 27 for New York. So that would be Connor Braley, Brenton Bletcha, Henry Chamberlain, and Cole Kiesler as the captains on the New York side. Refs are talking to them now about playing fair. Make sure we have a good, clean game.
Trying to get numbers for the Pennsylvania captains.
Probably have to get them once we walk away. Coin is in the air. It is heads. New York has won the toss. Looks like Cole Kiesler is the speaking captain for New York. PA chooses to defend the east end zone. They will have... Oh, PA has won the toss. They have deferred to the second half. And New York will receive the ball to start this game. Real quick, before we get going, we will take a quick break here at the McKean County East Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24-7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the McKean County East Sales Press Box. I am Ryan Mackey here at the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic, joined by Zach Coakley. And as we see here, we are going to have New York kicking off to the PA side. Can't really tell who's back there yet for PA. Number 7 and number 13 for PA will be returning. Zach, who do you got there?
We got number 7 would be Owen Roundsville, and what number was it?
Number 13.
13 is Ryan Chambers.
And number 1 for New York, Gavin Straub, will be the one kicking it off for us. And like I said, Owen Roundsville is a very dangerous returner, so I would love to see him get the ball in his hands and see what he can do. Kick is up. It is a short kick to the 25-yard line to Owen Roundsville, and he is met by a gang of tacklers at the 35-yard line, led by number 3, Corey Hollerin, is the first one to meet him at the 35-yard line.
Looks like we already got some chirping back and forth.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy for both of them on the field. As long as it doesn't get out of hand, I'm sure the referees are very, very much in charge of this game. They won't allow too much nonsense. But there's always a little bit of talking back and forth, especially at that age group. You know, they're pumping full of testosterone. They're ready to go. So it's a big game. The PA is going to start with the ball here at the 34, just short of the 34-yard line, and they come out in a wide set. It looks like they have 4 wide and
single back.
Can't tell who that is in the backfield. 23 takes a snap, throw. Oh, it is touched there. It is deflected by number 17 for New York, Owen Hayes from Southwestern. Gets a hand up on the ball. Interesting to see an aggressive approach the very first play of the game. Quick little hitch route there at the 39-yard line-ish, and Hayes did a good job there of getting his hand up.
Try setting the tone early and don't look back.
Yeah, I mean, why not go for something big to start? Okay, PA comes back out. Looks like you got split backfield, 2 wide receivers. 23 takes a snap. Oh, New York is all over with that run up the middle there. Out of the shotgun formation. And New York's defense is fired up. Number 44 for PA on the carry.
Rocco Delhoney.
And that, that's a good guy to get it to, but New York was not falling for any sort of trickery there. Ready for that. That middle of the defensive line there ate it up. Number 76 and number 70 for New York. Henry Chamberlain and Chase Marshall were the two that met Delhoney right away.
There we go.
PA comes back out, trips to the right, single wide receiver to the left, single running back, a couple hard snaps here, drop back, big throw, play is blown like, dead.
Oh, we have a, is that a challenge flag?
Big 30 penalty flag. Okay, they're red. Yes, it looks like a challenge flag in the NFL. Yeah, absolutely.
And now we're going ESPN.
Yeah, how about it? Waiting to see what the call is here. Flag came in about the 38-yard line. Referees are discussing it. Nobody's moved. Everybody's in the same spot. PA is saying it's on New York. Referees are telling New York to back up. It will be on New York. Zach, did you hear what the call was there?
I did not, no.
Oh, it's a big 15-yard penalty. I'm assuming personal foul.
Sportsman-like.
A sportsmanlike something, yeah. After the penalty, it'll be first and 10. So that'll give Pennsylvania an automatic first down here at the 50-yard line. What a huge penalty from New York.
Right off would have been a third and 9. So very helpful toward them.
Yeah, PA was kind of stagnant right there, having a deflection and then a stuffed run. And then I didn't see the penalty. I didn't see what happened. I just saw the flag come in. And like you said, you thought it was a challenge flag, but not the case. All right, PA comes back out, wide receiver on both sides, back in the shotgun, two running backs. Hand off to 45, and he is met in the backfield very quickly by number 17, Owen Hayes, who's off to a hot start in this game. He came blitzing off the edge and made a great play on the running back number 45 for PA.
Kane Charbaugh had nowhere to go there.
Yeah, so far, I mean, New York's defense has come out hot and very, very, again, out physicaling PA's front line, which I thought wouldn't be too big of an issue, but so far New York is doing a good job of proving me wrong there. PA comes out, two wide receivers, shotgun, two running backs as stationary, get a little pitch.
We're gonna run an option.
Oh, gets lit up by number 44.
Looks like there's going to be a penalty
on
flag.
On the edge by Zachary Treyley, and I did see him get a hold of the face mask on the tackle.
Going to get another 15 yards.
Yep, and it's completely incidental. He's going in to make a form tackle, and was it 45 for PA? Just kind of lowered his head at the wrong time for New York anyways. He rode him at the wrong time.
right time for them,
but... Wrong time for New York, and they will get the face mask penalty, which will bring the ball all the way up.
They're running
to. Oh, is that a 5-yard penalty?
Yep.
Okay, so they brought it up to the 49-yard line for PA.
Still in their own territory.
New York running a 4-3 defense, two defensive tackles, and two ends, and three linebackers. PA comes out spread with three wide receivers at the top, one wide receiver closest to us here in the press box, and one running back. Here's the snap. Big throw. He dropped it. At the 34-yard line, it's dropped. I can't quite tell what the number is.
Thrown to Kobe Shepherd out of Cameron County.
Cameron County boys. Zach's looking for a big game out of them.
Kobe was the Frank Verichetti offensive MVP this year.
Oh, see, so that's an unusual drop for him. Just as a reminder, the Big 30 today is brought to you by Love Toyota of Bradford, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, closest lumber between four walls, and Charlie's Cycle Sales and Service. Pennsylvania comes out with three at the top, one wide receiver to the bottom of us, and a running back and shotgun. Takes a snap.
Oh, that pass.
And a good little dump off there to number four, Davey Schenfeld from Otto Eldred. That's Ben Paul.
Ben Paul out of St. Mary's ECC.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. The quarterback that they have starting is number 23, Ben Paul. And he's very, very much a good passer. He was in the top percentile for PA for their district for pass completion, passing yards. He's very accurate, but he doesn't seem to have a very strong arm.
No.
So is not saying he's got a weak arm, but the ball doesn't zip off the ball like you'd like to see. And that's caused some of the problems here is that New York's had enough time to get to the ball. And here we have a direct snap.
On fourth and four.
On fourth and four.
This is going to be close.
This is going to be very close. Ball, if it goes based off the ball, he's got the first down, but ref brings it back about a full yard. And the markers this is real close. The markers at about the 40 and or the 39 and three quarters yard line right now. Real quick, we're going to take a quick break while we have a measurement. This is from the McKean County E-Sales Press Box. It's the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
This is Charlie Krupp.
And Nick Zimmerman.
From Charlie's Cycle Sales and Service.
Featuring the area's widest selection of side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, dirt bikes, and riding gear.
A full-service shop offering everything from tire changes to scheduled maintenance to performance upgrades to complete engine overhauls.
We have a wide selection of parts for all major makes and models ranging from spark plugs to complete engine rebuild kits.
Charlie's Cycle Sales and Service.
We have what you need.
814-368-8495.
Or charliescyclebradford.com.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 Charity Classic here at WESB Sports. They ruled that he was short, so New York will take over. They will go with number 4, Carter Smith, to start at quarterback, or number 11, I'm sorry.
First play, they're just going to run it right up the gut, run it right at him.
I don't have a number 11 on my roster. Who is that? I'm confused. There's not a number 11 on my roster, so I'm not quite sure who is playing quarterback for New York, but that was a quick handoff, gained about 8 yards. Now New York will come into shotgun with three wide closest to their sideline. Number three and number five are now going to go into motion. That's Corey Holleran and Brenton Bletcha.
Looks like they're going to run a...
And Bletcha now back into motion. Here comes a snap. An option to the quarterback. Oh, he lost the ball.
He loses it.
And PA's going to recover the ball. PA recovers the ball at the 27-yard line. What a huge turnover there. He was a big, big run. Big run. You got a little pushing after the play.
Yeah, pushing and shoving.
Refs didn't see it. But it's going to be a first down for Pennsylvania there. And I'm going to have to give verification on who number 11 is, because he is not on our roster right now for New York. So we'll have to figure that out. But just give a couple more sponsors in here. The Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic is brought to you by Cartez Family Vision, Pure Tech, American Refinery Group, Bradford Tire Center, and Foster Brook Creamery. Okay, so we just got confirmation that the quarterback for PA is number 15, Maddox Isaac, who's wearing number 11. And PA will take a quick little swing pass out to number 30, Jaden Prince from Otto Eldred, and he will go nowhere. He's met by a gang of New York tacklers. Not quite sure who got there first, as there was quite a few of them there. Very, very short, minimal gain there, if anything. So we will have second down and... Actually, they had him lose a yard, so it's second and 11. Score 0-0 with 10:30 left in the first quarter here. And, Zach, right now, PA, that turnover didn't really light the fire into their offense like we were kind of thinking
we'll
it would.
We'll see. They got new quarterback in.
Yeah, who is that at quarterback? That is now waiting for him to turn a little bit. Oh, we got a flag on the play. Well, that flag's yellow. So we delay game on the offense. So that'll push PA back even further. Looks like number 10, Colby Barr from Sheffield, is now at quarterback. PA will come out three wide. Out of shotgun, one wide receiver closest to us at the press box. Quick snap.
A quick little screen pass.
And brought down after a short game. Basically gets the yards back from the delay of game.
We're back to the line of scrimmage.
And that's number two, Danny Van Vladriken, that is on the reception. And what we're seeing so far right now is PA is very comfortable with going to that short intermediate game. Not really seeing a whole lot of shots. Not really running the ball as much as I thought they would. And when they haven't had a whole lot of success there.
No. At some point soon, they're going to have to take a shot downfield. Hopefully catch the New York defense on their heels. They're running these short little passes.
PA comes out two wide on both sides. Little option by Colby Barr. He's trying to get away, and he is tripped up inbounds right about at the original line of scrimmage. So, again, not anything going for them. That's number four, Carter Smith, on the tackle from New York. And right now, I mean, it is – very slow trudging for the PA team. And Troy Cook's offense in Otto Eldred has been a very prolific offense. So it's probably something that's more along the lines of them just not implementing their entire playbook, trying to keep it simple with a short amount of time span. But
looks like we're going to have our first punt too.
Yep, number 84 for PA. That is Kobe Shepherd from Cameron County. He is going to punt. And number three, Corey Holleran, will be the returner. That's a short punt, lands right about the 45-yard line.
He's going to get a good roll out of it.
Great roll for PA. And ball will die at the 37-yard line. Real quick, the Big 30 is brought to you today by the Paper Factory, Bradford Arby's, Taylor and Armstrong, Ferguson Printing, Bayline Insurance, Bud's Towing and Recovery, Futures Rehabilitation Center, Rhonda Ramsey Hair Design, The Beer Barn, Copy Connection, Jen McMillan State Farm, and Metallico Bradford. So thank you for your sponsors. New York will come out now in the shotgun, three wide, one out to the far left to the PA sideline out of shotgun, and looking for a deep pass. That is a beautiful ball, and it is caught.
Great in stride, great in the breadbasket.
Yep, beautiful throw, beautiful catch. I mean, that's like backyard playing football right there. That's just a beautiful deep ball. His jersey's tucked up. I can't quite see who caught it yet. I'm waiting for him to turn around so I can give him the credit that he deserves for that beautiful over-the-shoulder catch. That's number five for Newark. That's Brenton Bletcha from quarterback number 12, which is Isaac Town now at quarterback. And we got a quick snap to Town, and he is crushed at the 10-yard line by looks like number 6, Jaden Chase from Eisenhower, the 5'11", 180 linebacker, who was playing outside. He actually would start off a little too outside and came in and made the play. He probably would have made it sooner had he not started off outside, but he took a little step to the right there and caused him to do that. But back under center now for New York with two running backs, have a motion, and handoff to number 35. That is Billy Slavinsky from Franklinville, Ellicottville area. And he will get a first down for New York. It'll be first and goal from the, looks like the 4-yard line for New York. So we might be on our first score here. Oh, quick snap. It was like a QB keeper mini tush push here.
I think
and it's a touchdown for New York. So Isaac Town with a rushing touchdown for New York. Off a quick snap, and like I said, mini tush push there, Zach. Just using their offensive linemen and just going.
Yeah, I think Pennsylvania's defense is gonna have a little trouble. New York's offense here is running a no huddle type of offense, get the defense tired and quick and score quick.
Yeah, and I mean that makes it hard to adjust when you're on defense and you're constantly getting that snap in. And the extra point is good from number 18, Logan Fleischman from Pioneer. And that will bring our score to 7-0 New York with 7:15 left in the first quarter. We will not take a break here. We will just keep this going. So, Zach, so far, we're only 8 minutes into this game, and we already have a turnover. PA wasn't able to capitalize, but New York has clearly dominated to start this game, and I think it seems as of right now the plan of keep it simple has been the way to go.
Yeah, and New York's winning the war in the trenches where it all first matters.
Yeah, I mean that you look at any team. I mean the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions, and they won their Super Bowl basically from the trenches and not allowing anything to get their quarterback, getting the opposing team's quarterbacks. I mean, that's where you win football games. That is in the trenches. You start from the inside and work your way out, and that's what we're seeing so far right now. And right now we have New York lining up for the kickoff. Looks like number 1, Gavin Straub, will be the kickoff again. Same returners for PA and Owen Roundsville. And is that the same one? Yeah, number 13. Yep, Ryan Chambers from Eisenhower this time. He will get it. He makes a great move, but then is swallowed by a bunch of New York players at about the 23.5, 24-yard line. We'll see where they spot this ball. One referee to the 24, one referee is shortly below that, and they mark it at the 23-yard line. They marked it out. So here, if you're Coach Troy Cook, do you maybe take one shot? See if you can get this aggressive New York defense off balance. Maybe just to say, hey, like we can do this too. You know, we're not just going to be this short dink and dunk offense.
Send it down there and see if you got them on their heels enough from the short little passes, the couple screen passes that were thrown. And
here you go, take the snap, and it'll be a handoff. Oh, broke a lot of tackles. Tough running. Oh, he's dragging people.
Rocco Delhoney.
Those kids have families, sir. That was unbelievable. That's an NFL run right there. He was just dragging. That was like Mike Allstott special right there. Just dragging people through. He got bottled up at the line of scrimmage.
He wasn't stopping. He wasn't going to be denied that first down.
No, that's right. But that's a 10-yard run on what should have been a 0-yard run. That's just pure determination to not get brought down there. Maybe a little bit of anger showing on Delhoney's part there, which is good.
I'd give it right back to him.
Yeah, run him while he's hot. PA comes out shotgun, two wide receivers, and back to Delhoney, and again. I mean, met at the line of scrimmage, but he gains 4 yards. Oh, and we have a personal foul over here at the corner.
That we have two. We're going to have two.
I'm not sure if that official saw the same thing. I'm thinking that the official at midfield saw the after-play push by the corner from New York. Can't quite tell what the number is, but wide receiver for PA was blocking, doing his job. Looks like number 18 from New York. That would be Logan Fleischman from Pioneer, who got a little extracurricular after the play here. Waiting to see what the official call is. Refs are talking to both teams now, saying, hey, let's clean it up here. Long conversation between the officials here.
Someone getting tossed?
Unless it's an offsetting penalty. Personal foul. Yep, offsetting penalties on both sides. So they called it on the wide receiver. Not quite sure who it was for PA, but offsetting penalties here. Ball doesn't move. So it'll be second down and 6 from the 44-yard line for PA, who comes out with one tight end, two wide receivers split out wide on each end, and two running backs in the backfield. And it'll be a direct snap.
Ben Paul out of St. Mary's
Ben
CCC.
Paul will get nowhere. And New York is not falling for that stuff. They have not. They're not letting that type of offense work right now. I don't know if they have film on what Otto Eldred wanted to do last year or what, but they're not allowing this PA team any breathing room other than when Delhoney is just dragging young men around the field.
Yeah, I mean, keep giving it to them. Let them pound the rock. And
what do the kids say? Let them cook?
Yeah. You need 3.3 yards each play.
That's right.
A kid's going to get 3.3 yards for you each play.
PA back in shotgun. Play blown dead.
Another and big 30 chat flag.
Looking to see here. I'm curious to see what the difference in the flag is, because one ref has a yellow flag.
This one's red.
It is a red flag, but what's the difference?
It comes from a big 30 committee member.
Interesting. So
I believe they are essentially an extra set of eyes for the referees.
They didn't announce what the penalty was, but they did say it was on New York. And yet again, a massive yardage penalty. This is a 15-yard penalty. It'll bring the ball all the way up to the 41-yard line.
I believe they call the they believe there's a unsportsmanlike that the refs missed, or so on and so forth.
Interesting.
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious on that.
It looks like Team Pennsylvania is finally in New York territory.
Yep, 41-yard line in New York territory here. 5:15 left in the first quarter. Hand off to Delhunty again, and he will be brought up this time in the backfield by number 70 for New York. That is Henry Chamberlain, the defensive tackle, who is already having a very good game to start this night. He's been a cog in the middle for New York.
Yeah, he's there just about every play and causing havoc for the Pennsylvania offense.
Yeah, and I mean, with the offensive lineman that they had, we talked about a pregame that PA really, I thought, with Carson Neely and Charlie over there, Charlie Minard from Otto Eldred, I thought they would have the advantage in this, but right now Henry Chamberlain is saying, no, sir. PA comes out, shotgun, four wide.
We're going to get right back to Delhoney,
and he is dragging people yet again. He is a physical runner. You can see why he had 16 total touchdowns and just under 1,300 yards this past season for Ridgeway. And just going to give a shout-out real quick to my good buddy, former college roommate Jimmy Grove, who I believe was their strength and conditioning coach this past season. So obviously he has been in the weight room if he's able to carry these young men the way he is right now. And the only way to bring him down so far has been to attack his thighs, and that's the only way that they've had him brought down. But now they have him spread out, four wide, shotgun. And there's Del Honey again and again, dragging a couple people for a couple extra yards. That'll bring up a second down at the 35-yard line for PA. Again, your score right now is 7-0 New York with about 3.5 minutes left here in the game, or in the first quarter. I'm sorry, not in the game.
The good part about this Big 30 game is football is right around the corner.
No, I know the Hall of Fame game just happened. And
we got college coming up.
No, I'm excited for college football. I love me some college football.
Texas, Ohio State's going to be playing.
PA back in shotgun, three wide, one closest to us. Snap, drop back, and it is, oh, 13. Kyle, the center done from Salamaca had a gimme interception that, we'll blame it on the sun being in his eye, Zach, because that was a gimme, and he might have had some room to run there if he would have picked it, but as it is an incomplete pass from Ben Paul.
Seems like he's going to, been having some struggles passing the ball tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's, but again, that ball gets there if he has a little bit more zip on the ball.
Yep.
Back in shotgun for Paul. He drops back. Quick little dump off to Del Honey. He is going to stiff arm one, get tackled out of bounds by two New York players, number 10 and number 60. That is Dakota Colts and Noah Fuller with the tackles. Out of bounds on Del Honey. That'll bring up fourth down and a little bit longer, too.
Del Honey is not a young man I would like to meet in the open field
head on. No, not the way he's running right now.
That is a losing battle 10 out of 10 times.
No, I'm slightly confused. They have the line of scrimmage marker a full yard behind where the ball is placed.
Here is, I would do a hard count, try to draw the defense offside.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to get a jump on you. You come out, two running backs, two wide receivers. Bad snap. No. Paul's got to get on the ball, and that'll be a turnover for PA. So New York will take over. We will take one more break for this quarter. This is the McKean County ESL's Press Box, the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Every single day, thousands of distressed cats are sitting alone in shelter cages, forced to endure the intense fear and loneliness of abandonment, as well as the risk of being euthanized. At Golden Paw Society, we are dedicated to the rescue of shelter cats and giving them all they need to be adopted into their forever homes. To find out more about our life-saving mission, go to goldenpawsociety.org. That's goldenpawsociety.org. Sponsored by Golden Paw Society.
Big 30 Football.
Another deep ball during the break.
Sorry, welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic. We were watching the play in motion while we came in. I didn't even hear the break cut out. First play of New York's new possession, Maddox Isaac dropped back for a pass, got absolutely crushed in the backfield there on the throw, had a jump ball situation, is knocked down, incomplete. So it is 2nd and 10, New York with the ball, leading 7-0 with about 1:54 left in this quarter. In the first quarter, they come out two wide, two running backs, and little adjustments here. Little confusion here on the New York side. So they're going to call a timeout. Real quick, just as a reminder, our Big 30 sponsors for today's game: Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, University of Pittsburgh Bradford, and Hamlin Bank & Trust. So thank you to our sponsors for this game. Zach, what do you think this particular talk that both coaches are having are doing for them?
I'm thinking Team Pennsylvania. I believe Troy's telling his boys, we got to be more aggressive. We got to get to the quarterback. They've proven they can throw it deep. So your safety, defensive back, you got to be prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to they've shown that they're willing to do that, but they've also shown a lot of different formations as well. So New York has been much more unpredictable as opposed to PA, who's been much more shotgun, one running back, multiple wide receivers. Here we go, snap.
End
around to number three. He's got some space and some speed, and he is brought down. That's Corey Holleran on the carry, and Alex Yeager, the Smithport alum, on the tackle. And Alex Yeager is another kid from Smithport who was a very good player for Smithport this past year. They struggled as a team, but they did have some bright spots. Alex Yeager and Bo Kinner and Owen Roundsville being three of the really bright spots for that team. New York quickly under center, out of shotgun yet again, is a direct snap to Maddox. And he's got a lot of space. Good block right there. He might be off to the races. And he's got one guy to beat, and he will not. That is Owen Roundsville for Smithport with a tackle. And that is a huge, huge gain for New York. And Owen Roundsville, he is one guy that he will not quit on a play. He will not allow you to just waltz into the end zone. He's gonna bust his butt to get back to you. So good hustle by him, but great block right there. I think it was by 78 for New York on the edge. Nate Hahn, he made a great block on the outside linebacker for PA to really spring that run for New York. Maddox back under center now. Two running backs. He's going to hand off to 25.
Connor Braley.
That is Connor Braley with the carry. And he will.
And there is another flag.
Another flag. And that might put a damper on what was a 9-yard gain.
No, that is going to be on.
Oh, they called it on PA. They called it on PA. Automatic first down for unnecessary roughness there. So it'll be first and goal from
the
6-yard line for New York here. They come out two wide, one on each side. Oh, they move the ball up now. So now it is now at the roughly 3-yard line. Maddox under center.
Corey Hard motion.
Quick little handoff. Connor Bradley's gonna be just short of the end zone. Refs marking him at the 2. I thought he reached before that, but they have him down at the 2.
They're gonna get right back up on the line.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not get right back on the ball and not allow this PA team to rest? Quick little snap, and Maddox is in on a quarterback keeper with a mini tush push yet again. That's going to bring our score to 13-0 New York with 57 seconds left in the first quarter. And, again, very methodical. Outside of that big scamper from Maddox, I mean, that's a very methodical run-of-the-mill offense that New York has shown that's been very effective so far.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator is just calling the right plays at the right time, and they're getting very well executed.
Yep, Logan Fleischman will come in for the extra point. Corey Holleran on the hold. Here's a snap. Extra point is up, and it is right down the middle to make the score 14-0 for New York with 57.2 seconds to play. So now, Zach, as a coach, if you're on the PA side and Troy Cook, who isn't in this position very often from Otto Eldred, his team, they've gotten better every year, and this year had a pretty good run. Otto Eldred's made a really big turnaround from when I was a kid in their athletic department, and Troy's been a huge part of that for their football program. So if you're here, and he was, like I said in the pregame, he was in the position before quite a few years ago when they were down big, but he got his team to rally and made a fight, came up short still last year, but this particular game seems like it's a little different. The offense is really stagnant right now. Defense for New York is hungry. They have been all over the ball except for when Del Honey has been a grown man out there running the football. So I'm really curious to see what kind of changes this PA coaching staff will make to see if they can make this. They got to strike back now. They got to throw a counter punch here, or else they're going to be in trouble, especially morale wise. So you got to kind of come in here and
Yeah, you can definitely already tell that the kids from Team Pennsylvania are starting to get a little in their heads about.
Like a little pooch kick here. Be fair caught by number 6. That's Jaden Chase from Eisenhower. Fair caught at about the 44? Yep, 44-yard line. Waiting to see where the referee was going to bring the ball to. But about the 44-yard line.
Yeah, Pennsylvania boys are going to seem like they're starting to get in their heads a little bit.
Yeah, and I think all the extra pushing and shoving doesn't help. And I'm sure there's a lot of talking that we obviously can't hear, but there's a lot of things going on down there. But PA will come out 3 wide, closest to their sideline, opposite of us. 1 wide receiver at the bottom, closest to us.
Got a Colby Barr back in at quarterback for Pennsylvania.
And he's got a good ball. And jump ball situation, it is knocked down. Intended for number 24, Jacob Causer. Looks like it was knocked down by number 1, Gavin Straub, out there playing corner.
Even though it was, it was knocked down and, fell incomplete, but now you're showing the New York defense you are not afraid to take the shot downfield.
Yeah, and that ball is completed. If Colby just put a little less touch on that ball, he threw a beautiful ball. The ball is perfectly spiraled. It's a beautiful ball. He just didn't quite. He put a little too much touch on it. PA comes back out 3 wide, 1 running back, 1 wide closest to us. It'll be a handoff to number 11, Hunter App, and he makes a great move.
He'll have enough for a first down.
Oh, very much. Davey Schoenfeld, for Otto Eldred, and his buddy Hunter App, same team, very successful together, used him as almost like grabbed a hold of the back of his jersey. He was kind of like steering him for a second and was able to get a couple more yards doing that. So very smart play by Hunter to give Pennsylvania a first down inside of New York territory. Ball at the 41-yard line. Colby Barr will take it.
A little swing pass.
Swing pass to Hunter App, and he will be brought down by number 26, Manoa Mikitish, for Olean made the tackle with no gain. So now you just had debatably your best offensive play of the game in terms of explosiveness from Hunter App. You go right back to him on the swing pass, hoping he can kind of make a play. And unfortunately was not able to work. But that'll be the end of the first quarter here. This is from the McKean County E-Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
McKean County eSales understands the importance of building lasting relationships with customers. They strive to create a welcoming and trustworthy environment where you can feel confident in your transactions. McKean County eSales has helped countless customers find rare treasures, expand their collections, and turn unwanted items into cash. Explore McKean County eSales' diverse inventory of coins, metals, firearms, and more by visiting them on West Main Street in Smithport or by calling 814-887-4160.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, one of the most affordable 4-year public colleges in Pennsylvania, carrying the prestige of the Pitt name. Located close to home, Pitt Bradford offers 41 career-ready majors, including business, sports management, exercise science, and engineering technology, all in a supportive, close-knit campus community. Get a world-class education without the big price tag. The University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, Pitt forged, Bradford inspired.
Big 30 football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic here at Parkway Field in Bradford, Pennsylvania. This is Ryan Maggie with Zach Coakley. It is the start of the second quarter here with the New York All-Stars leading PA 14-0. PA comes out for the first snap with 3 wide, 1 to the left, and Hunter App will take the carry out of the shotgun for a gain of about 6. I think that's a good play call there. Quick, nice little draw play. You've been kind of pass happy. Gone pretty balanced back and forth now at this point. You probably have an even amount of play calls, but I think that's a good call to come out and run a draw the very first play of the game or quarter. See how New York responds to that. Again, PA coming out 3 wide or 4 wide with Hunter App in the backfield. He takes the carry. He is swallowed up. by two New York players. Looks like number 55, Jackson Cam, and I think number eight as well,
Colin Mooney
from Franklinville, Ellicottville on tackle. So
yeah, you got to be aggressive here. You're fourth and six, and
yeah, bring up fourth down. And PA has to go for it. Not really in a position to punt. You're too close at the 37 yard line. So they'll come out in shotgun with their standard trips to the left, one to the right, drop back for Barr, and he's looking and broken up by number four, Carter Smith for New York. Pass was intended for 24, Jacob Causer for Port Allegheny, and that will be a turnover on downs, giving New York the football with 13:39 left in the half, up 14-0. Now if you're New York, you're just kind of looking to run down the clock, really. Like, you're not really, and I'm not quite sure you're looking to make an example of anything. I think you're just going to kind of run a methodical offense like you have been. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So they'll come out under center. Split backfield handoff to 35. That's Billy Slavinsky, who made a couple people miss, broke a couple tackles there. He will get a gain of about 9 on first down. So that'll be 2nd and 1. From about the 46-yard line, just north of the 46-yard line on New York's side here. They come back out under shotgun, four wide receivers wide, number 7 in motion. He will take the handoff, and he gets out to the edge, and he's got a little bit of space, dragged out by Owen Roundsville on the outside. That's number 7, Dominic Clark, his first carry of the night for Randolph. And New York has shown the
speed,
and they've shown that they've gotten multiple people involved. It hasn't been really one particular player. They've gotten, that's Dominic's first carry of the game. He gets a big gain for a first down. I mean, they've gotten multiple people involved here, and PA's having a hard time adapting to what they're doing. New York comes out under shotgun, trips to the left, and it'll be a direct snap to the quarterback, who takes it. He is brought down by a host of PA tacklers.
Plethora of Pennsylvania defense.
That's number 12, Isaac Town, on the carry there. He's back under center. And both the New York quarterbacks have shown that they can do a little bit of everything as
well.
Yeah,
they can sling the ball. They can do it with their feet.
Yeah, they're playing very well. They have under shotgun again. Drop back to pass for Town. Beautiful ball towards the end zone. And it is a jump ball caught at the 3-yard line. And that is number 5. Brenton Bletcher went up and got the 6'5", 205 wide receiver, showing his height and athletic ability going up. And I mean, absolutely beautiful catch there on the outside.
Unfortunately, you know, he's going to win that ball 9 out of 10 times.
I mean, yeah.
He's going up against Connor Van Wagenen.
Oh, fumble on the handoff here. And PA, I think, recovered it again.
They will.
Yep, 35. Billy Slavinsky, the ball hit off of one of his offensive linemen and knocked the ball out of his hands. And PA is able to recover, which is a huge momentum shift here potentially for PA if they can make this count. With 12 minutes and 4 seconds left in the half, with New York leading 14-0, they were getting ready to knock on the door to go up 20-0 at least. And now the turnover brings Pennsylvania's offense back onto the field.
And it looks like Ben Paul from St. Mary's ECC is going to come back in at quarterback for Team Pennsylvania.
So Ben Paul back in at quarterback. Looks like they will send Davey Schenfeld out far left of us. Two running backs out of shotgun, one wide receiver to the right. Hand off to Del Hunty, who's been a focal point for this offense. He will get a short gain, roughly about 3 yards, based off the referee spottage. And that was a tough 3 yards that he got, because he, again, was met by a handful of New York players. Hard to see who exactly met him first, but met by a host of New York tacklers. So that'll make it 2nd down and 6 from the 10-yard line. Yeah. Second down and six from the 10-yard line. A minute or 11 minutes and 20 seconds left in this first half.
It's getting you the yards.
We'll take a shotgun snap.
A little screen.
Screen pass to Danny Van Vladriken, and he is knocked out of bounds. Stayed on his feet, but unfortunately went out of bounds. It'll be a short of the first down. It'll be third.
That's on.
Third and about three for PA.
Yeah.
And again, going right back to that, right back to the short intermediate game.
Yeah, you can't do that deep in your own territory. Delahunty's giving you the yards, giving the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he's carrying the ball well enough that I think you could give him the ball a couple times before you abandon that. But again, you want to get everybody involved here a little bit. PA comes back out. Their trips left, one right. Quick screen pass to Schoenfeld. Turf Monster got him for a second, but he will pick up the first down. Gain of about five. Schoenfeld picks up the first down at about the 20, just shy of the 23-yard line. Real quick, our Big 30 is brought to you today by Zimmerman Realty, Jimco Sales and Services, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, and McKean County E-Sales. Thank you for our sponsors. And PA comes back out, dual wide receivers on each side, out of shotgun. Quick handoff to Delahunty, and he is met immediately, and I mean immediately, in the backfield for a loss of about 3 yards. Brings him back to the 15-yard line. No, they gave him a little bit more than I thought he got, so put him at about the 11. Yeah, I'm kind of at a loss for words on how well the New York team has really...
They're stonewalling the Pennsylvania offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's very impressive to see how well these guys are playing along the defensive front. PA comes back out under center, four wide receivers, one running back, and Paul will keep it, and he'll be brought down, and we have a penalty. Looks like number 59 for PA. That's Cameron Severance. Looks like he got a little too handsy up top. And that'll bring that play back. Officials would have a talk. Here comes the call. Yep, holding on PA. So, again, a little wrong play at the wrong time for PA. Get a little bit of momentum going. Have a play that is positive, and then you have holding on Severance, who realistically probably didn't even have to hold. That play was going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And was kind of unnecessary to do. So now that'll push PA all the way back to the 9-yard line here. They come out in shotgun, trips to the right, one to the left. Pump fake, great ball, and almost picked off again.
Perfectly read by number 13, Kyle.
Yep, perfectly.
Les Cerdan.
Yep, perfectly read by him. And he's had a great game in the secondary as well so far. He almost had an interception. He's broke up quite a few passes. He's doing a very good job in that secondary, playing that strong, high safety position. And they've kind of left him alone at that safety position as well. They're kind of letting him read the offense. So they must trust him to be smart and not make any mistakes and give up big plays. And he's done his job very well.
Yeah, they're letting him do his thing and read the ball and get to it.
PA will come out again with four wide receivers, two on each side. Delahunty in the backfield out of shotgun. Paul will do a quick pass. Oh, that had some space. Intended for number 84, Kobe Shepherd from Cameron County. And ball fell just short. Looks like Paul might have rushed that throw a little bit. Might have got a little antsy. Saw him wide open. Was like, oh, no.
Saw it and got excited. Knew it needed the yards and put it at his feet.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen when you're getting a little antsy and you're getting a little frustrated. I can see that happening. So now it will be fourth down,
fourth and a country mile.
That's right. Fourth and 20 here. PA will punt out of their own end zone, standing on the Bradford F here in the end zone. Here's the punt. It is a low. Did not get all of that one. It'll take a good PA roll, and it will be downed at the 49-yard line by PA from the McKean County East Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM. Close's Lumber has been proud to be your home improvement headquarters since 1973, featuring top-of-the-line building products. Close's Lumber specializes in windows, doors, siding, cabinets, decking, roofing, insulation, faucets, paints and stains, and hardware. Everything that you need to build or remodel your home. Locations in Rowlett, Olean, and now in Bradford have showrooms with cabinetry, windows and doors, flooring, and paint. Call for an appointment with their in-house designers to help you plan your project. Make your dream a reality with Close's Lumber.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 Charity Classic. We have a deep ball from, a touchdown for New York. And I can't quite tell again who that is. That's number 5, Brenton Bletcha, with a great over-the-shoulder catch in coverage for a touchdown for New York. That will bring your score to 20-0. That literally happened just as we were coming out of break. And with 8:37 left in the second quarter, New York takes a commanding 20-0 lead over the PA All-Stars. And right now, Logan Fleischman is having a busy day so far. He's getting ready for his third PAT attempt in this first half. And if you're in New York, you got to be very happy with how this team has performed so far this game.
They're performing well. They got their foot right on the gas, and they're not letting up.
Nope. The kick is good. That will make the score 21-0 for the New York All-Stars in this 52nd annual Big 30 Classic between the PA All-Stars and New York All-Stars. If you're Troy Cook, What can you possibly say to your young gentleman over there on that sideline to get their spirits back up? Because I know you can see some of the guys sitting on the bench, their heads are already dropped a little bit, and hopefully you have some leaders on this team that are like, hey, this isn't over yet.
There's plenty of game left. Yeah,
we got 38 minutes of game time left, 39 minutes of game time left, but you got to start. Now, like you can't wait until halftime to come out and try to make your adjustments and show that you can do something here. It's gotta start now. And New York's still very lively; they're very, very active, jumping around. PA not so much right now.
Yeah, well, maybe one of these boys can take it back and get some momentum swinging the Pennsylvania way.
Yeah, Ryan Chambers and Owen Roundsville both showed they're capable of making some things happen. We'll see if they kick off to them or not. Here's a kick, and it will go deep to Ryan Chambers, who has to make a deep run. Almost went out of bounds. Sure. Now we'll have to make a guy miss, and he does.
He might.
Makes a great spin move off of his own guy and will go out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Great return for what could have been somewhat of a disaster, because he almost ran out of bounds on the catch because he had to at about the 10-yard line, but showed some speed, made a guy miss, and now they get the ball at the 30-yard line for PA with 8:27 left in this first half. So now
looks like we'll have Barr back in at quarterback. And
Colby Barr back in. They've been a little bit more aggressive with Colby Barr at quarterback. Take a couple deep shots with him. So we'll see if they do that. But that's something, if we're noticing it,
yeah.
New York State's probably noticing it too. So we'll see. We'll see what PA comes out with and decides to do here. They come out 4 wide, 2 on each side, 1 running back. Looks like Hunter App in the backfield there. And Colby will take the snap, and he will keep it to the left-hand side. And he gets a good solid gain, rolls out of bounds.
5-6 yards.
Looks like 21, Landon Shepatcher from Portville. The Portville Area School District pushes him out of bounds. So now it is 2nd and 5 from the PA 35-yard line here. Barr back in the shotgun, 4 wide, 2 split on each side. App still in the back. That is App, and he is met immediately in the backfield after the handoff. by number 8 for New York, Colin Mooney, who we've called his name a couple times as well. And again, this defensive front making it very difficult for this PA All-Star offense to get going.
Yeah, the New York defense is firing on all cylinders right now, and the Pennsylvania offense doesn't really have an answer for it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure out a way to offset their aggressiveness, because they're coming hard. Colby back in shotgun, 4 wide receivers. Takes the snap, and he will drop back to pass, roll out to the right here, trying to direct some traffic, and will throw it out of bounds in the area of number 13, Ryan Chambers, but pass goes out of bounds, uncatchable ball.
And he was being chased again by Colin Mooney.
Yeah, I mean
he is flying around there the Pennsylvania backfield.
It seems like everybody on that front seven for New York has made their mark in one way or another. Regardless of who it is that they're subbing in and out, they've made an impact on the game every time. So now we'll get another punt here.
This will be Colby Shepherd's 3rd punt of the night. And the first two did not go off his foot right.
Oh, it's a fake. Oh,
they're going to run a fake.
And he will pass, and it is caught. Who is that?
Now here's an idea.
Number 4. Let's put Davey Schoenfeld.
Put Colby back in quarterback. He just showed he got the arm.
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't think he has a quarterback wristband on. I don't know if he'd be able to call the plays now. Maybe swap it out. But no, that was a great ball. He was on the run.
We got a flag.
Oh. Oh, I didn't see the flag. Yeah, flag right at the 40-yard line here. We'll see what the call is. Ref's going to pick it up now.
Might be.
It's on PA. Unsportsmanlike conduct again on PA, which erases the successful faked punt pass.
That's you get very positive play, and then you get this, and
now you bring the ball back.
We're still at a first down. So it was after the play. So
it must have been after the play.
So the play counted.
Play counts. First down. They still bring the ball back.
Yeah, still lost a good chunk of yards
from New York's 40 all the way back to PA's 41-yard line now. So keep the ball, but you'd want to be up, especially with you only have 7:23 left in the first half. You're down 21. You want to have that ball. You would love to have that ball stay at the 40-yard line. But now refs are speaking again.
Speaking.
Not sure if they're discussing.
How are we doing?
Maybe. Oh, looks like somebody's taking a timeout. So if they're going to take a timeout, we will take a timeout. From the McKean County E-Sales Press Box, this is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Today is a great day to find out what's new at the Fosterbrook Creamery. You'll love their new Campfire Sundae, s'mores with ice cream all in one. Or try their new ice cream nachos. Can't decide among their 50-plus flavors of hard and soft serve ice cream and 7 flavors of dairy-free? Ask for a flight of flavors. 4 cups of your choice. And now get 12-inch cheese or pepperoni pizzas. Available with gluten-free cauliflower crust. Treat yourself to something new at Fosterbrook Creamery on Derrick Road. Open every day 11 to 8. For delivery, use DoorDash.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic here on WESB Sports at Parkway Field in Bradford, Pennsylvania. We have the New York All-Stars leading the Pennsylvania All-Stars 21-0 with 7:23 left in the first half. After a penalty off of a fake punt, PA will have a first down at the 39-yard line, with Colby Barr under center, and it will be a little handoff to number 13. That's Ryan Chambers on a little end around there, and he is met hard by number 55, Jackson Cam, who met him after a very short gain, if anything, gained about a half yard. And we've seen that play a couple times, ran by PA. Hasn't been super effective. I think they had one good run on the left side there, but other than that, New York has not been fooled by any of that motion. But PA comes back out, Colby under center, 4 out wide, hand out to Hunter App, and he's swallowed up in the backfield yet again. Off the left edge there.
Jackson Calm?
Yeah, Jackson's having a great game.
He was not fooled by the fake end around.
I mean, right now, if I had to give a defensive player of the game, I think it would be going to him right now for New York, because he's having a great game. He's been all over the field, and he's been everywhere for the New York State defense. So Pennsylvania's going to have to figure out a way to slow him down a little bit if they're going to have a chance to chip into this lead here with 6:04, about six minutes left in the first half, down 21-0. Colby comes back out for PA, trips to the right, one wide receiver to the left out of shotgun, and he will roll out to the right, quick little pass, and it is incomplete. There's a flag in the backfield, though, usually holding, but we will see what this flag is.
Yeah, they're just...
it is holding on PA.
Pennsylvania line, they're just not, you know, they're not giving their quarterbacks enough time to get make reads on open receivers, and they're getting rushed, and the ball's getting thrown at the turf or getting thrown too high.
No, I will say Troy's offense, Coach Cook's offense, does do a lot of that designed rollout.
Yeah.
But they're trying, that's to give their receivers enough time to run the routes and get open and break free of their man, but they just haven't had the accuracy from their quarterbacks yet to really take advantage of their receivers getting open. But again, another punt here. We'll see if they actually punt it. And they will not. It's a fake again, and he's in trouble. And he will just toss it forward, and I'm not sure if they call that a pass.
I don't think that was necessarily a designed fake.
I don't think so either, no.
It looked like number 44, Zachary Treitley, got back there before he could get the punt off, and Kobe had no other choice but to tuck and run and hope for the best.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think that was a designed fake by any means. I think he had every intention of putting that ball away, but was unable to due to the pressure from the New York State front there. But real quick, before New York's offense takes the field, Big 30 is sponsored by the Little Fabric Garden, Papa Scoops, C.L. McTiernan Incorporated, Luciano Builders, New Bradford Auto, and Hartle Tarbox Funeral Home. New York will come out under center, too wide, a handoff. Oh, he's tripped up. That's number 35. Billy Slavinsky, who had the fumble earlier down near the end zone, and a kind of an awkward up-around handoff that I haven't really seen much at the high school level. Usually it's a pro-level move that you're just kind of trying to fake off to one running back and you just hand it off to the opposite guy. But Slavinsky tripped up there in the backfield, wasn't quite able to see who
I believe
got
Landon
it.
Farron got him on that.
Okay. So New York comes out under shotgun with number 7 in motion, and that's number 12 with a huge run. That Isaac Town, showing why he is a Big 30 All-Star selection from his senior season. With a great run, he picks up about 20 yards on the run.
At 6'2", 225, he's a tough guy to bring down.
He's probably a handful to bring down. Puts the ball at the 19-yard line with 4:52 left in the first half. New York leading 21-0. And Town will be under center with Slavinsky in the backfield, four wide receivers out wide, and a quick pass to number 2, DJ Zada. He will get brought down by number 33 for Pennsylvania, Austin Campbell, at the, looks like the 13-yard line for New York. Gain of about 5, maybe 6, depending on where they want to spot this.
Yeah, that play, it did look like number 17, Jake Narby, did read it, but just couldn't get to him.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So back under center for Town. Three wide receivers this time. Motion, and Slavinsky will take the carry. Only get a short yard, is brought down by number 15 for Pennsylvania. That is Bo Kinner, standout linebacker from Smithport. He has been uncharacteristically quiet, because at Smithport he was all over the radio last year for Smithport. So wonder if he'll get himself going here after that tackle. Back in shotgun, and Town will keep it off to the right side, and he is going to score after breaking two tackles, and that'll make the score 27-0 with 4:07 in favor of the New York All-Stars. And this first half has gotten out of hand for PA at this juncture.
Yeah, New York, they're executing, they're disciplined, they're flying to the ball on defense. Everyone on offense is doing their jobs to create the holes to the backs, giving the quarterback time to get the ball off and the receiver running routes. And
yeah, I mean, and I just want to say, Coach said that he was going to keep it simple. This offense has been anything but simple from my point of view. Fleischman here for the extra point, and that is good to make it 28-0, and again, some extracurricular activities after the play. Obviously, some frustration starting to boil over for the PA side. But we'll take a real quick break before PA comes out for their possession. With 4:07 left in the first half, it is 28-0 New York All-Stars leading the PA All-Stars from the McKean County E-Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
This is Charlie Krupp.
And Nick Zimmerman.
From Charlie Cycle Sales and Service.
Featuring the area's widest selection of side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, dirt bikes, and riding gear.
A full-service shop offering everything from tire changes to scheduled maintenance to performance upgrades to complete engine overhauls.
We have a wide selection of parts for all major makes and models, ranging from spark plugs to complete engine rebuild kits.
Charlie Cycle Sales and Service.
We have what you need.
814-368-8495.
Or charliecyclebradford.com.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charities Classic on WESB Sports. This is Ryan Mackey with Zach Coakley in the McKean County E-Sales Press Box here at Parkway Field in Bradford. The New York All-Stars putting on a dominant performance to start this game, leading 28-0 with 4:07 left in the first half. And Gavin Straub is getting ready to kick off to Ryan Chambers and Owen Roundsville. Big kick to Chambers, who takes it about the 3. He will bring it up, gets a couple blocks, and will have a nice return, bring it up to about the 26-yard line. And trying to see who they are bringing out for quarterback for PA.
Looks like it's going to be Ben Paul again.
Looks like back to Ben Paul. Almost seems like they're kind of going back and forth, like drive for drive.
Yeah.
Which, yep. if you're a quarterback, and I never played quarterback or anything like that, but I would assume that you'd kind of like to stay in the game a little bit longer than a drive to kind of get in a rhythm and kind of just kind of feel the game out. But so far, they've done basically drive for drive here. PA comes out, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 split on each side, and they will get a handoff to Delhoney, who is smacked in the backfield.
Once again, Action Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, he's on fire tonight. He's been a terror for the PA off of the line. They might see him in their nightmares tonight. I don't know. Even right now, he's in the huddle. He's ready to go. He's down in the stance. He's ready to go. Taking one knee. I mean, he's been having his way with the PA offensive line, and they're going to have to figure out something to slow him down. I don't know if they want to throw an extra blocker at him, or now it looks like they do have a tight end on his side. But PA comes out with 2 wide, 2 running backs out of the shotgun for Paul. He will take the snap off a hard count and most likely a false start with a pre-snap penalty, but we will see here in just a second.
Delay a game.
Okay. Delay a game. That'll push the PA offense back a little bit. And that was a fast 25 seconds because Ben didn't do a whole lot of extra movements there.
No.
But play call did take a little bit longer than normal. So play clock now starts.
That's the thing. You know, New York's defense is getting that couple of extra second rest in between plays. Pennsylvania's going into a huddle in between every play, where with New York offense, they are running kind of an Oregon-style offense and just going no huddle and hurry up. Where it's getting Pennsylvania's defense tired.
And right there, we saw a quick little pitch of Delhoney off to the right side there. He's getting frustrated. They had 3 New York players surrounding him, and he's jawing a little bit back and forth. He's still jawing back there. So he's clearly getting frustrated, not being able to get a whole lot going on the outside there, but he's had a couple of nice runs. I don't think he should get too heated. He's doing what he's been asked to do. It's just not coming all together for PA. They've had a couple bright spots with Dell Honey, and Hunter Epps made a couple nice plays, but they just haven't been able to put it all together yet. So with 2 minutes left, down 28-0, we'll see what they do. Paul comes out under shotgun and another call a timeout before the delay game. Okay. So Troy Cook will take a delay game. While they take a timeout, we will take our last timeout of the half. This is the Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic from the King County East Sales Press Box on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Mental health and learning disorders don't discriminate. 17 million children and adolescents in the United States live with disorders like anxiety, depression, ADHD, and dyslexia. Less than half get the help they need to thrive. Help the Child Mind Institute change these children's lives. Visit childmind.org.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic. We are at the two-minute warning, essentially, for this All-Star game that has been one-sided. New York is leading the PA All-Stars 28-0 with 2 minutes left. PA has the ball, third down, third and 17 from the 19-yard line after a delay game penalty. And we have Ben Paul in shotgun with trip wide receivers. He will try to go deep.
Air it out.
And it is it caught? Yes, it is. By number 4, Davey Schoenfeld, who makes a great acrobatic catch. And he is going to get a massive play, the biggest play of the game for PA. He gets down to the 45-yard line, which will bring a first and 10 with a minute 50 clock is running as he was tackled in the middle of the field.
This is where Pennsylvania, you know, get two plays in at a time, run it, get up, run it again.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have be calling two plays at a time here, I think.
Can't. No substitution in between those two plays.
Paul gets blitzed up the middle, trying to throw it away, and it's picked off.
But I think there is
a penalty flag.
I think we're going to have a holding or a defensive pass interference.
So as it stands right now, Zachary Treitley is the one who intercepts the pass that was intended for 84 Colby Shepard. But there is a flag at that point, so we will see what the play, what the call is.
I believe we're going to have a defensive pass interference.
See if you're right. Offensive pass.
Oh.
Offensive pass interference. So it'll be first down for New York. So despite the pass interference on offense, Zachary Treitley comes away with the interception. So now it is now New York's ball at the 47-yard line, up by 28 with a minute 27 left in the half. And would you be surprised to see a kneel down here or maybe just run one play and then knee it and take us to the half? I don't expect them to do a whole lot. You want to protect your guys. You're up, you got a big lead. You're controlling the game in every aspect. I would not expect them to do anything too crazy. But Maddox Isaac is back under center, and they will throw the ball.
Little screen
pass to 32. That's number 32, Breckham Hunt. He's brought down by number 33, Austin Campbell from Kane for PA. Too little too late, though, on the tackle. It'll be a first down at the 42-yard line for New York. And, I mean, that's the exact opposite of what I thought they were going to go. I did not think they'd be aggressive and try to put it. It looks like they're trying to put more points up on the board.
Yeah, they're still out in shotgun. Doesn't look like a kneel down's coming anytime soon.
Shotgun, four wide. Quick pass to number 5, Belcha, and he is tackled after a decent gain. Tackled by number 6, Jaden Chase, and I believe number 22, Levi Wilson, was over there as well. And again, New York going right back under center. They're in the shotgun, trips to the right, one wide receiver, Belcher to the left, running back in the backfield, and that'll be a false start on New York. Unless they call 54 Evan Whitmore. Evan. Yep, false start. Evan Whitmore was right, the Bradford native. So push New York back 5 yards. That'll make it second and, I believe, 8. With clock running, it is 20 seconds left. New York will get one more playoff if they do decide to snap this ball. And they are going to call a timeout with 12 seconds left in this half. Up 28-0, New York will call a timeout. Real quick, we like to thank the Big 30. We'd like to thank their sponsors, Wallace Engineering, Adams Services, Emporium Hardwoods, Ott and McHenry Pharmacy, Pine Acres Country Club and RV Park, and Devin Kloss State Farm. So, 12 seconds left. We thought they were going to go into a more
conservative
play calling here, but they've been aggressive. The New York team has up 28-0, 12 seconds left. Second down and 8 at the 40-yard line. Do you go one big? I mean, the way they're playing, I'm not saying what I would do, but what they've shown is, do you take one big deep ball to Bletcha, the 6'5", 200-pound wide receiver that's – he's got 2 touchdowns right now.
Yeah, I mean –
showing why he's a Big 30 All-Star. I mean, he's
– the way they're playing, it's
– they have him coming out, split out wide. They already have their play call coming out of the huddle. So it's something that they want to do. It's Maddox Isaac under center.
No, he's
now he's back in the shotgun.
Lined up against Jake Narby, who he's got 5'6".
Oh, bad snap. And he will throw, and it is deflected down with about 5.6 seconds left by number 27, Cole Kiesler, or I'm sorry, number 27, Connor Van Wagenen from Countersport broke up the play.
I'd expect the same thing here. You're going to take another shot.
You already did it once, then you go again? Corey Hollering was the intended receiver there. Great defensive play there by Connor to get in position to make that play, because that ball was nicely thrown. It was just a little shy of where he probably wanted to place it. But yeah. New York comes out with Isaac, 4 wide, 2 on each side, a running back in the backfield.
I'd look for this one to go to Brent.
Rolls out to the left, quick little screen-ish pass to Gavin Straub, who gets his first reception of the day. With 2.3 seconds left, it's now 4th down and 8 for New York, leading 28-0.
Yeah, I'll send your kicker out, see what he's got.
Man, why not? Maybe there's some scouts here. Make that kick. That's a. So what, they're at the 37, so that's a. 52 yarder?
52?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be an impressive kick to make that.
I'm going to try it.
In the dark under the lights right here. In a big game. I mean. So here we go.
What do you got going on? Timeout.
Another timeout for New York.
Here it comes. Send the kicker out.
So New York will take a timeout with 2.3 seconds left. And we are looking at a 28-0 lead for the New York All-Stars. And this has been a very convincing first half for New York. You got to feel very good if you're the New York coaching staff. But how your team has played, the PA team is, I mean, they're still fighting. They're not giving up yet. It's just not.
New York's, they're just looking like they aren't all from different teams. They are playing like they have all been on the same team for 10 years.
Yeah, which, I mean, Portville, Cuba, Rushford, Hinsdale, they got, what, 7 guys on this team, six or 7 guys on this team, make up the majority of it.
Even Franklinville, Ellicottville, they got 7-8 kids.
These guys have probably played quite a bit of football together. But now Isaac is under center. Looking to see what they do here. Oh, a fake handoff rolled out to the right. Looking for 25. And it is caught for a touchdown by Connor Braley on a wheel route.
There's
out of the backfield.
Flag.
Oh, there is a flag on the play.
Somebody's
very frustrated on the New York side. As it stands right now, it is a touchdown for Connor Braley from Maddox Isaac off the wheel route to make it 34-0 New York. There is a flag on the play at about the line of scrimmage. So we will see what the play call is here.
It looked like there's a little bit of extra after the play from Andrew Kyler out of Sheffield.
Okay, so again, the frustration is clearly boiling over here for PA. We will see what they call here. Everybody's still lined up for the extra point, so I'm assuming it's against PA. No official announcement yet, but it's certainly looking that way. Personal foul against PA. So that'll bring the score up to 34-0 as the halftime buzzer was sounding.
And that was just from, you know, Maddox Isaac. That was a beautiful pass. Yeah, he was taking a shot right at the end of the throw.
And that's going opposite field of where you rolled out to. I mean, that's a tough ball to throw. And he threw it beautifully. Nice tight spiral right in the breadbasket for Connor Braley to bring that in. He was wide open on the wheel route. Great play call, great design, and great execution by the guys. You can't really draw it up any better than that if you're the New York coaching staff.
Yeah, give credit. New York coaching staff, they've been calling a great game.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. Logan Fleischman again on the extra point, who his leg might be tired at this point. It's 30, trying to make it 35-0. It's a fake. A fake for two. It is converted on a pass from Corey Holleran to...
New York is making a statement this first half.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to make a statement. I'm trying to see what that number is that caught that. I think it was... number 11, Maddox Isaac.
Yeah.
I think that's what it looks like. But anyways, that is the first half of the Big 30 Charities Classic with a score of 36-0 in favor of the New York All-Stars. From the McKean County eSales Press Box, this is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, one of the most affordable four-year public colleges in Pennsylvania, carrying the prestige of the Pitt name. Located close to home, Pitt Bradford offers 41 career-ready majors, including business, sports management, exercise science, and engineering technology, all in a supportive, close-knit campus community. Get a world-class education without the big price tag. The University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. Pitt forged, Bradford inspired.
For the last 30 years, McKean County eSales on West Main Street in Smethport has specialized in the buying, selling, and trading of valuable antiques, precious metals, and firearms. With over 1,000 new and used guns currently in stock, McKean County eSales is the largest firearms dealer in McKean County. They also offer everything from coins and jewelry to games and electronics across their 12,000 square feet of retail space. Visit McKean County eSales on West Main Street in Smethport, sponsor of our Big 30 football broadcast booth.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case Flagship Store in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles. Remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's more than just a great golf course. Pine Acres Golf and RV Resort features one of the area's finest 18-hole golf courses, plus a brand new spacious RV campground in a wooded setting. And if you don't have an RV, check Airbnb for their rental camper or a rental house. Then there's the Pine Acres Restaurant, open to the public 7 days a week, with a full menu featuring wing nights Thursday and Saturday and fish fry on Fridays. There's so much to like at Pine Acres Golf and RV Resort, just a few miles from Bradford on West Warren Road.
Dr. Robert Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular congratulate all the players, coaches, and cheerleaders for their participation in the Big 30 Charities Classic. For over 40 years, the Big 30 game has provided necessary funds for countless individuals and organizations throughout the Big 30 region. Dr. Tejera also sends this reminder. For world-class vascular surgery in a small-town setting, you can count on Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford. For more information, call them at 814-368-8490.
It's always quick and easy when you stop at the convenient drive-thru at the Beer Barn. You'll find all your favorite brands at the Beer Barn, like Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud and Bud Light, plus a big selection of imports and craft beers. Choose from all sizes, singles, six-packs, and cases. And remember, those delicious and refreshing adult slushies. Mm-mm. If you prefer, park your car and shop inside. Their friendly staff is always there to help. Always quick and easy at the Beer Barn, Bolivar Drive in Bradford. No bull, just beer and slushies.
You've got questions when it comes to car care. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? And where should I take it? New Bradford Auto Service has the answers. Who? New Bradford Auto Service. Now owned and operated by Bob Elliott. Where? That's an easy one. Take it where honest, good people take their vehicles for honest, good work. New Bradford Auto Service. Automotive repairs and inspections on West Washington Street in Bradford. And remember, don't drink and drive.
WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford.
Big 30 Football on B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charities Classic here on WESB Sports. I am Ryan Mackey, joined by Zach Coakley. And right now we see a very, very dominant New York team leading 36-0 over the PA All-Stars. And quite honestly, it has been a tale of physicality and execution on both sides. PA being very, very willing to be a little bit more conservative with their play calling, while New York has been very aggressive, executing very well. It's been very eye-opening to see something like this with a coach as good as Troy Cook being, I wouldn't say our coach is out-executed in this game. Just so listeners are aware, we will have a post-game after the game concludes. We will be awarding a McKean County East Sales Stars of the Game, both for New York and PA. And right now there are multiple people that could be receiving it for New York. I mean, you have wide receiver Brenton Bletcha, who has 2 touchdowns. He's got 5 catches for roughly 97 yards. Maddox Isaac, who's been the quarterback throwing him the ball, he's got almost 200 yards passing the ball. He's 2 throwing touchdowns, as well as a 2-point conversion catch here to end the half. And what you're seeing is a very, very dominant trenches up front for New York, and it's made it very difficult for PA on both sides of the ball to handle the pressure that New York is bringing. So I think in this halftime, you're going to see there's probably going to be a lot of reality checks, a lot of like how bad do you want this, how much does this mean to you, this is your last game ever technically as a high school football player. For a lot of these guys, it could be their last game, I mean, ever. So outside of anything extracurricular wise, this might be your last game in pads on a high school field ready to go, and you're getting blown out on the PA side. And on the New York side, you're showing the desire and want to win. We thought that they would come out in the last few minutes here with a minute. New York got the ball with a minute and 28 seconds left, and we thought for sure that they would just simply be conservative, run the ball a little bit, and then possibly kneel it to end the half. And they did the exact opposite. They came out super aggressive. They had a couple of screen plays, a couple of deep shots, and then in the very last play of the half, they send a wheel route, and it's caught by Connor Braley for a 45-yard touchdown from Maddox Isaac. And really blew open the doors on this. And then New York goes for a fake field goal, extra point attempt, and which threw PA completely for a loop. and it's basically a pitch and catch to Maddox Isaac for the two-point conversion. So it's been a tale of two sides right now. You think that you would have somebody step up in that PA locker room and say, hey, like, we can't, there's no way we can go out like this. We can't be getting dominated in this fashion and then try to come back, and we got to do something to come back and try to make this a game as opposed to having it the way it is. And my buddy Zach had to take a quick little break, but back now.
It's a lot of steps to come back up.
When you're over 30, I mean, it's those steps are a lot more daunting than they were when they were 18 when I had to run them. So, Zach, what was your takeaway in the first half?
Just in a nutshell, New York dominated on both sides of the call or on the ball. I also think, you know, Pennsylvania's getting out-coached.
Yeah, and I was saying that while I was up here that it's very surprising to see a coach as good as Troy Cook is.
Yeah,
because I know he's a good coach. I saw him coach this past season. He's brought that Ottawa Eldred football team back. They had a lot of good athletes to help. But your team only goes as far as your coach at this level, at the high school level. So you really gotta give New York's coaching staff credit. I mean, they've executed everything basically to perfection. I think they've scored on all but one or two possessions this game, even despite two fumbles, including one at the goal line. Despite that, they're up 36-0 and have showed no signs of slowing down. We thought we were going to go conservative here.
Right at the end of the half.
And then right at the end of the half, they throw that wheel route touchdown to oh my gosh, to Connor Braley, and it blows the doors wide open off of this game. So in the locker room, it's probably a little somber in the PA locker room and very excited in the New York locker room, saying, hey, we don't change a thing. Like, we don't do anything different. Yeah. And PA's saying, we need to do everything differently. Yeah. We need to wipe out. This is one of those games where you, as a former athlete, you just throw that tape away. You're like, nope, don't even bring that up. Don't talk about it. Now we just got to go out, and it's a whole new game. And really, if it's an all-star game, you would assume that both teams are equally talented. So if New York can come out and put up 36, who says PA can't come out in the first half and put up 37?
Yeah, you got to come back out of half and act like it's a 0-0 game. It's a brand new half.
Yeah, and I think I do think the thing that you said was the New York team is being very fast paced. Like, they don't want to give PA's defense a chance to rest at all. And PA is doing the exact opposite and giving New York those couple 15, 20 seconds of break. And that does make a big difference over a half. And we're seeing a very dominant New York team here. So we will take a quick break. The marching band is out here playing, doing a great job. The color guard team is also out here doing a great job. So I wanted to give credit to those guys. But from the McKean County East Sales Press Box, this is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
For the last 30 years, McKean County eSales on West Main Street in Smethport has specialized in the buying, selling, and trading of valuable antiques, precious metals, and firearms. With over 1,000 new and used guns currently in stock, McKean County eSales is the largest firearms dealer in McKean County. They also offer everything from coins and jewelry to games and electronics across their 12,000 square feet of retail space. Visit McKean County eSales on West Main Street in Smethport, sponsor of our Big 30 football broadcast booth.
Adams Services on Front Street in Olean provides the highest quality sanitary services in the industry. Their experienced team specializes in rentals of porta-potties, hand-washing stations, and restroom trailers for any occasion, event, or job site. Adams Services also recently expanded to offer efficient and professional septic pumping, ensuring your system always stays in optimal condition. Find Adams Services on Facebook or get a quote today by visiting their website at oleanportapotty.com.
Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products, remind you to play it safe this summer. Whether you're enjoying a cookout, a day at the beach, taking a vacation trip, whatever your summertime brings, please remember to drink responsibly. Be sure to choose a designated driver if alcohol is in the plans. And above all, have a great summer. A message from your friends at Anheuser-Busch and Crescent Beer, your local distributor of Budweiser and other Anheuser-Busch products.
Looking for a better auto dealer experience? You'll find it at Love Toyota of Bradford. Whether you're looking for a brand new Toyota or a clean pre-owned vehicle, the Love Toyota sales professionals will go to work for you and find a car, truck, or SUV that's just right for you. Their service center offers convenient drive-in reception bays and comfortable waiting areas. And their full-service collision center is just across the street. It's everything you look for in a dealership. Visit Love Toyota of Bradford on East Main Street. You'll be glad you did.
What makes Papa Scoop's such a popular place to eat? Is it their 60 flavors of Perry's ice cream plus 6 varieties of diet ice cream? Could it be Papa Scoop's daily lunch specials for just $6? Or maybe their delicious fish fries every Friday, plus other dinner specials. How about their fresh smoothies, the best in town? And they welcome all the youth sports teams. There's just so much to like about Papa Scoop's. Stop in and see what you like best. You'll probably say everything. See for yourself at Papa Scoop's, 58 West Washington Street in Bradford.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devon Clough State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's auto, life, home, or anything in between, Devon Clough and her team are there to recommend solutions to your insurance needs. They're your local agents who care about you and our community. So visit Devon Clough State Farm today at 53 Main Street in downtown Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money. Or call them for a quote at 814-817-2086.
Vision is a precious gift. Visit Cartes Family Vision and get a whole new view of the world. From professional eye examinations to a large selection of contacts and stylish eyewear with popular brands like Ray-Ban, Oakley, Kate Spade, and Michael Kors, it's your total vision center for everyone in the family. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday till noon on Fridays in the old City Hall building downtown Bradford. You depend on your eyes, and you can depend on Cartes Family Vision. Schedule your appointment at kevincartesod.com.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic here on WESB Sports. We have a score of 36-0 in favor of the New York All-Stars over the PA All-Stars. And we spoke about it before we went to break. The New York All-Star team has just been dominant in every facet of this game. There's not really much else to be said. I mean, they have multiple people that are affecting this game in multiple ways. I mean, you have Corey Halloran, who's had a couple of nice plays. He's been on both sides of the ball. You have Brenton Bledsoe with his two catches, roughly 100 yards, 5 catches, 2 touchdowns as the New York team comes back onto the field. And then you have guys like Colin Mooney on the defensive line, who's been having a good game.
Yeah, Jackson.
Jackson Cam has been having a monster game. The Olean native, he's been having a monster game on the defensive line. I think we've called his name more than just about anybody else outside of Maddox Isaac, because Maddox is a quarterback. I have to call his name. But, they've had multiple people that have been productive for this game. Billy Slavinsky getting some good run, even though he had the fumble. He's still having a good game. Zachary Treitley, all those guys are being affected. I think I've called it at least every skill position's game once or twice.
Yeah, they're sharing the wealth.
Yeah, they definitely are. They're spreading it around. They're doing everything that they need to do. And like we said before break, if you're New York, you don't change a single thing that you've been doing. The only thing that needs adjusting is whatever PA decides that they want to do to adjust to try to make this game competitive again. Because right now, down 36 at halftime is not something that you really expect in a game like this.
Definitely not an All-Star game.
Yeah, no. And an All-Star game is usually super competitive, back and forth. I know, like I said, when I played in my All-Star basketball game, that game was a high-scoring game, but it was back and forth, super close, and that's kind of what you expect in games like this. But there are days where, it's just the better team. It's just is just that much better. You know what I mean? Like, maybe New York is the better team, but they're really putting it on PA right now, and they didn't show any signs of letting up. So I'm curious to see what exactly the second half brings, because PA will receive the ball to start the second half.
Yeah,
and we'll see what kind of adjustments they had made on offense.
Yeah, they got to come out guns a blazing.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, like we said during the second quarter, we have back and forth drive for drive with Colby Barr and
Ben Paul
at quarterback, and you do kind of wonder if it does play a factor in how well they're playing, because they can't get into the groove. It doesn't allow them to come to them, but at the same time, New York's doing the same thing relatively.
Yeah,
they're giving
them
a couple more drives per quarterback, but they don't seem to be out of sync at all. They're performing their top level.
They're running like a very, very well-oiled machine.
But real quick, just want to thank some more sponsors. The Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic is brought to you by Love Toyota of Bradford, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Close's Lumber, Between Four Walls, Charlie's Cycle Sales and Service, Cartez Family Vision, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Bradford Tire Center, and Foster Brook Creamery. So thank you to our sponsors. I also want to give a thank you to all the Big 30 committee members that are here volunteering their time, referees, our team over at WESB. Nick Young's our producing engineer. He's doing a great job. With me being a first-time head of the table type of person, he's really been guiding me through it. So I appreciate him a lot. Zach, I appreciate you coming on and being here with me.
So far, it's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of fun, and I would like to see a more competitive game, and hopefully that for the second half provides that. But as it is right now, like I said, we have a minute 30 left. Teams are finishing warming up. PA's already on their sideline. New York's running sprints over here, getting ready to go. And we will be back with the start of the second half here from the McKean County eSales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charities Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, one of the most affordable four-year public colleges in Pennsylvania, carrying the prestige of the Pitt name. Located close to home, Pitt Bradford offers 41 career-ready majors, including business, sports management, exercise science, and engineering technology, all in a supportive, close-knit campus community. Get a world-class education without the big price tag. The University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. Pitt forged, Bradford inspired.
When you're looking for a bank you can trust, you look for certain characteristics. You look for a reliable, progressive, and friendly bank. You look for competitive rates and personalized attention with every transaction. You'll get all that and more at Hamlin Bank & Trust, with offices in Smethport, Kane, Eldred, Mount Jewett, Bradford, Olean, St. Mary's, and now in Sheffield. All the decisions are made locally with you, the customer, in mind. Trust experience. Trust Hamlin Bank & Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devon Clough State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's auto, life, home, or anything in between, Devon Clough and her team are there to recommend solutions to your insurance needs. They're your local agents who care about you and our community. So visit Devon Clough State Farm today at 53 Main Street in downtown Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money. Or call them for a quote at 814-817-2086.
WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford. Big 30 Football on B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Star Series Classic on WESB Sports. Real quick, before we get the kickoff started, I'd like to thank our Big 30 sponsors, The Paper Factory, Bradford Arby's, Taylor and Armstrong, Ferguson Printing, Bayline Insurance, Bud's Towing and Recovery, Futures Rehabilitation Center, Rhonda Ramsey Hair Design, The Beer Barn, Copy Connection, Jen McMillan State Farm, and Metallico Bradford. So thank you for the sponsors for today's Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic. Apparently I was mistaken. I could have sworn that PA started with the ball, but now that I think about it, we did say that Owen Roundsville and Ryan Chambers were both electric returners to start the game.
Yep.
So New York will start with the ball with a 36-0 lead at the start of this second half. And if you're PA's defense, you better come out firing and ready to go, because New York's offense has been a, like Zach said, a well-oiled machine, and they've been very hard to stop. So we will see how PA responds in the second half. Energy is not super high on the PA sideline. I will note that right now they do not seem very into this game at the moment, but look, can be deceiving. They could just be silently fired up. So we have the kickoff now, and it is a little pooch kick, and is recovered by New York, but
there's
multiple flags. Not quite sure what the flags are. The kick went well more than 10 yards in the air.
I don't think he hit him before he got the ball.
I don't believe so, but I think number 55, Jackson Cam, is the one that caught it. But referees are having a discussion to see what exactly the call is.
Also not sure if that was an intentional kick like that, a little short kick, or if he just got the top of the ball.
Oh, they're talking about the kicking motion, so we'll see what exactly the issue is here. We'll listen closely to the call from the ref.
Did it hit the ground first?
So, sorry for the dead air here. We were waiting to see what the call was, but they didn't announce it over the PA system. So it looks as if we will
false start.
So it'll be okay. So it'll be a re-kick for PA. They will just have to push it back to the 35-yard line. So we will see. We'll see what they try to do here again. To be honest, folks, I'm not quite sure what exactly the penalty was. They made like a false start motion, but obviously it wasn't a false start unless they said that a PA player moved beyond the line of kick.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
But New York will get the kick. And it looks like number three, Corey Holleran, will be on the return. And he will get the ball up to the 47-yard line for the New York All-Stars, who will take over, like we said, with a 36-0 lead.
And they're starting out now, and no huddle. They're getting right back at it.
Yeah, I mean, they get their play calls up fast. They just kind of... I'm almost wondering if they don't let their quarterbacks have free rein on play call, because they don't really – either that or their substitutions are very good at making sure they get the play call in quickly.
Yeah. I mean,
under center here is number 12, Isaac Town. He will hand it off to number 3, Corey Holleran, who gets a good – oh, I'm sorry, Billy Slavinsky on the carry. And he is brought down by – Jake Narby for the PA side. Slavinsky will get a gain of about 5 or 6. Official scoreboard says 2nd and 5. So they gain a 5 from the 49-yard line now on the PA side for New York. Isaac Town back under center. And a toss to Slavinsky off the right-hand side. And he will stay in bounds just short of the first down marker. He will pick up about a long 3.
I will say I am slightly surprised for coming out running the ball the second half and not the gunslinger we saw at the end of the first.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to end the first half that way, why not come back out firing? But they place the ball at the 45-yard line to make it 3rd and 1 for New York. Out of shotgun, try to go with a hard snap. Doesn't like the play call, so we're going to audible it, and now New York will take a timeout as they did not like that setup. So with them taking a timeout, we will take a timeout. From the McKean County East Dallas Press Box, this is the Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Big 30 Football.
All right, welcome back to the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. This is Ryan Mackey with Zach Coakley up in the McKean County East Dallas Press Box here at Parkway Field in Bradford. We have the New York All-Stars leading the PA All-Stars 36-0 with 13:16 left in the third quarter. And New York will take the snap out of shotgun real quickly, and they will get a first down off of a short 3rd and 1, and that will be quarterback Isaac Towne on the carry. He will pick up about 6 yards. 7 yards, my apologies, at the 40-yard line for a New York first down. And, again, very methodical.
Yeah.
Very just well-oiled machine running here. Isaac Towne back under center, 2 wide receivers wide, and a pitch to number 7, Dominic Clark, who gets a lot of space on the outside. And he will pick up a first down after a gain of about 13.
He's a speedy little guy.
Yeah, he's quick. He's listed at 5'10", 140. So he is shifty too. He's got a good burst to him off the edge. Oh, they push him out of bounds. He must have stepped out of bounds just short of the first down. They're going to mark it second and one from the 31. So he must have stepped out before he was tackled.
We are with the 36-0 lead. We are in the mercy rule too.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
The clock will continue to run, except for timeouts and injured players.
And Isaac Towne with a beautiful play call here for New York. He rolls to his left and dumps it off to number 14, Josiah Linehan. That's the first time I've called his name today. But he gets a big first down. That will take the ball all the way up to about the 10-yard line. And that was as easy as you can do it from the quarterback to Linehan there. Town back under center. Hand off to Slavinsky. Makes a cut to the left and is brought down by, looks like, number 14 for PA, Alex Marfink from Sheffield. And that'll place the ball at the 4-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 4. Basically 2nd and goal for New York. Town back under center, 2 wide receivers, and Slavinsky gets the handoff, and he fumbles again. Fumbles again at the 1-yard line, but there is a flag on the play. We'll see what – nobody's came up the ball yet. PA saying they have it. PA does have it at the 1-yard line, but there is a flag on the play.
So it looks like it will be potentially a false start.
Legal formation.
Yeah.
So legal formation. PA is going to take over at the 1-yard line here.
They're lucky if they have the 1-yard line.
Yeah, I mean that's a deep.
They're deep.
It's a deep, deep one. Real quick, the Big 30s All-Star Charity Classic is brought to you by Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Crescent Beer, University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, and Hamlin Bank and Trust. So thank you for our sponsors. PA will take the ball at, as we said, a very deep one. And I think the nose of the ball is actually on the goal line. So they will need to work some magic here, especially with how ferocious this line has been. But there will be a timeout for PA to discuss this a little bit more. So we will take a break from the McKean County East Dallas Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
This is Charlie Krupp.
And Nick Zimmerman.
From Charlie Cycle Sales and Service.
Featuring the area's widest selection of side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, dirt bikes, and riding gear.
A full-service shop offering everything from tire changes to scheduled maintenance to performance upgrades to complete engine overhauls.
We have a wide selection of parts for all major makes and models, ranging from spark plugs to complete engine rebuild kits.
Charlie Cycle Sales and Service.
We have what you need.
814-368-8495.
Or charliecyclebradford.com.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic here on WESB Sports. We have the New York All-Stars leading 36-0 over the PA All-Stars with 10:45 left in the third quarter. PA is going to take over after a fumble by Billy Slavinsky at the deep one-yard line. And looks like PA is going shotgun with Colby Barr at quarterback, and he will drop back to pass. And he has to get rid of it.
I believe they're going to be calling a safety.
I'm looking. Yep, and it is a safety. He had
out of bounds.
A bunch of pressure from multiple New York State All-Stars here. So that'll be a safety for New York, bringing the score up to 38-0 with 10:37 left in this third quarter here. That right there was a great defensive play call because they sent – two extra men off that right-hand side and force Colby to roll to his right. I don't think he wanted to. I think he wanted to sit in the pocket and wait for something to happen. But defensively, they made the right call, sent two extra guys, and forced him into a very uncomfortable situation and rolled out of bounds, Dan Orlovsky style. And he tried to get rid of it. I'll try to give him the credit. It wasn't full-blown Dan Orlovsky where he's just standing out in the back of the end zone. But he did try to get rid of it. It was almost picked off. But as it is, safety for New York, and they will now get the ball back off the punt.
It's
impressive that this New York team has been playing so well, and they started off a little shaky in the first quarter with personal fouls and getting a little too handsy after plays and all that stuff, but now that's all fallen to the PA side.
Yeah.
And New York has become very level-headed. They know that right now they are the better team. They're playing much better. So, I mean, there's really no reason for them to get too out of pocket. They just got to do their thing and let them play their game and let PA make their mistakes. And if you're PA, you gotta really get composed and stop allowing those mistakes. Get something rolling. Yeah, you have to.
It's gonna start on defense when they come out after the punt from Kobe Shepherd.
Here it comes. And it's returned at the 36-yard line by New York, number 3, Corey Holleran. He breaks free from a couple tacklers, and he will get all the way down to the 30 for PA on a huge, huge return. After a couple of nice blocks, made a couple of people miss. Evan Whitmore on the tackle for PA on the, honestly, a touchdown-saving tackle because he had one more person to miss, and he was probably scoring. So now New York will come back onto the field, 38-0, 10:25 left in the third quarter. And
Bledshaw's back in.
So we have
for the ball going right up over the top of him.
Yeah, I mean, Maddox Isaac's back in at quarterback. He's loved throwing to Bledshaw, so we'll see what happens. 25, Connor Braley is also in the backfield. He caught that wheel route. And Maddox will take the – taking himself off the option, and he will get dragged out of bounds after a big gain by Owen Roundsville. But Maddox gains about 18 yards, or no, I'm sorry, 14 yards down to the 16-yard line for New York. And now we will have Maddox at shotgun. We have three wide receivers stacked wide right, and Bletcha on an island by himself closest to us on the left-hand side with Connor Braley in the backfield with Maddox. And Maddox will take the snap out of the backfield. Fake throw. Play is blown dead.
Pre-snap penalty.
It'll be a pre-snap penalty. See what we got here. Normally false start, but we'll see. Yep, false start on New York, so push that back. They'll push it back to the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for New York here. And again, right back up. I really do think that they allow their quarterbacks to just call a play.
Yeah,
and decide what they want to do, unless they have some sort of communication system, which I don't think they do at this level. But they did not go to huddle there. Maddox just called the play. He's under center. Got a man in motion.
Reverse trickery
to Bletchoff, the right-hand side, and he has a lot of room. Makes one guy miss, brought down. There's a flag right there, right in the area of holding, unless he got a hold of his face mask. I couldn't tell if he did. The corner for Brett, or for PA over there, I'm not quite sure who it is.
Multiple flags down.
So we'll see. Referees are conversing.
Pennsylvania boys believe it to be on New York.
As always.
Never the culprit.
It is at the ball is placed at the 11-yard line. PA is very much saying it's going on, so it's clipping on New York, which will push them back, 10 yards to the 21-yard line now. So it'll be first and 15 from the 21-yard line for New York with Maddox under center. He's got two running backs, two wide receivers split on each side. Takes a snap with a handoff to Connor Braley again up the middle to the left-hand side, and he gets a big chunk of yards. So he will take it from first and 15 all the way up to the 11-yard line. It'll now be second and 4 for New York. P announcer says second and 5. Scoreboard says second and 4.
A lot less gunslinging this second half so far. They working the clock, getting the yards that they need to move the sticks. And
Maddox back in our center. There's another flag.
So he's ran out of bounds. Looks like we're going to have another false start. Illegal formation.
Possibly. I'm not sure. Illegal formation, yep. Legal formation on New York. Bring that play back. So it'll now push New York back. So far, uncharacteristically undisciplined for New York to start this possession. So now it'll push the ball back to the 16-yard line. It'll be second and 9 for New York, them leading 38-0 with exactly 8 minutes left in this third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, maybe now, get ready for an over the top pass to Bletcher.
I'd like to see a little corner fade route right here by Bletcher.
I think.
See him go up and get one. Under center, it's a toss to Braley on the left-hand side. He's being chased, and he is brought down after a short gain by number 3 for PA, Ryder Brown out of Cameron County. And he will get... He got about four yards. It'd be third and five, roughly.
If I keep calling, I'll eventually get it right?
Yeah,
over the top at third and five.
I mean, you got the 6'5".
He doesn't have to go up.
Stud wide receiver over there.
He doesn't have to go up very high to get it.
No, he's lined up with Ryder Brown from Cameron County. He's got quite a few inches on Ryder Brown. He's got 6 inches on him, at least. So snap to Maddox, rolls right, throws a dart, and it falls incomplete. There's a penalty on the play again.
And Pennsylvania is calling it, saying it's New York again.
I mean, this is what, 3 plays in a row now that we've had a penalty? Who is that in coverage over there? That was beautiful coverage. Number 17 for PA, Jake Narby from Cameron County, and had great coverage on number 1, Gavin Straub, over there on the right-hand side. That was the intended receiver for Maddox Isaac.
Illegal motion?
See what the call is. Can't be false start, as the play would have been blown dead. And looks like a...
New York taking a timeout?
Timeout by New York. So with that, we will take a quick timeout from the McKean County East Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charities Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Whether you're working hard or hardly working, you'll find the right equipment at Jim Coast Sales and Service. See the hard-working line of Coyote tractors, mowers and blowers by Cub Cadet, Ferris and Echo, powerful Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides, Ski-Doo snowmobiles, and lots more. For every job, every adventure, and every season, Jim Coast has you covered. Jim Coast Sales and Service in Duke Center. Stop and see them today or visit them online at jimcoastsales.com.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports. We have a score of 38-0 for New York over the PA All-Stars. But right now, uncharacteristically undisciplined for New York so far in this third quarter, as we've now had three straight penalties on three straight plays. And we'll have Matic Isaac under center and shotgun looking for a corner fade to Bletcha. He jumps. Jump ball, and it falls incomplete. Good coverage by Ryder Brown.
Yeah. Great defense.
Yeah, when you're giving up a lot of size like that, you have to just get in between him and the ball and make him go over your back and just trying to make the best play possible, and that's exactly what Ryder Brown did. But, I mean, Bletcher had a shot at it. But Ryder Brown, good placement of his hands, got it in between.
Oh, look at that.
He was able to sell it.
Running a field goal here.
Oh, our first field goal attempt of this game.
How far we got? Kicking it from the 20, about 35-yarder?
35-yarder. Watch for the fake here. PA looks like they're ready for that. Snap comes down. The kick is up, and not a great kick. And it is good. It just barely grazes over the crossbar here. So that field goal will bring our score to 41-0 for New York State over the PA All-Stars with 6:30 left in the third quarter. And we won't take a break. We'll stay here. We see, again, like I said, a lot less discipline from the New York side on that possession, but still came away with points.
Yeah.
And weren't as aggressive. We saw the one ball to Bletcha on the left side there that you were calling for repeatedly.
The whole drive.
But at the end of the day, I mean, you still put some more points up. You still extend your lead.
Still have a lot of momentum going your way still.
Yes, I mean, every aspect of this game has gone your way, and PA now has to, I think, PA, if you're PA, you have to score a touchdown just to get some sort of feel-good momentum going for yourself. And you don't want to get shut out by any means. I would consider that catastrophic for PA to get shut out in the Big 30 game. I don't know if it's ever happened. I really don't. I would have to go back in the archives and look and see, because I don't know if it's ever happened. But number one, Gavin Straub with a kickoff here, and he does a little pooch kick directly to, I think, Evan Whitmore from Bradford, who catches it right on his own logo.
Yeah, he wanted to take off at the 55-yard line. No, sir.
And he does not gain anything. Gets tackled as soon as he catches it. That'll bring PA's offense back onto the field. And it looks like Colby Barr will be back under center for PA.
Oh, you got Ben Paul coming out.
Oh, there he goes. Yep, Ben Paul is back in there. So, yeah, here we go with Ben Paul back in there. We'll see what the the PA All-Stars can do with 6:25 left in the third quarter, down by 41 here in a shutout by the New York State defense. So he comes out, four wide receivers, two on each side, one running back, quick pass.
Screen.
And number 13 for PA, Ryan Chambers, will make a couple guys miss, but to really no avail.
Cole Kessler.
Will lose 1 yard on that play. Tackled by who?
Cole Kessler.
Cole Kiesler?
Kiesler.
Cole Kiesler on the tackle for New York.
Portville, Cuba, Rushford, Hinsdale.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah. I don't know if I could say it twice.
There's a lot of teams I noticed that are combining now because of numbers or
numbers,
maybe even funding or anything like that. But kind of sad to see all those teams getting put together. But PA back in shotgun, four wide again, handoff to their beastly running back out of Ridgeway, Rocco Delhunty, but he is not able to get going either. And he had a couple very nice runs in the first half, but has been quiet, very quiet ever since. He will not gain anything. That will make it 3rd and 11 for PA. And, again, very conservative play calling.
Yeah.
And a drive that I think you have to score points to get your team's morale back up a little bit here.
Yeah. I mean, a little too conservative. Just let him sling the ball and –
Paul back under center, completes a pass to Davey Shenfield, who has been a favorite target of his from Otto Eldred. He will pick up about 7 or 8 yards to make it 4th and 3 from the 44-yard line on the New York side of the football field. So on New York side,
offense is staying out.
Offense, obviously, is staying out on the field. Fourth and three. Here comes a snap. It's a little bit of a low snap. Quick pass, and it is caught by 84.
That's Kobe Shepherd
out of Cameron County with a nice little hitch route there in the middle of the field. Good quick pass. That's, if you're going to go conservative, that's the kind of conservative you want to do. Just quick little short passes to pick up first downs and then maybe bring out your more high-powered plays. So PA will pick up the first down at the 43-yard line, 1st and 10, with 3:50 left in the third quarter, down by 41. Shotgun snap, four wide receivers, a running back, handoff to Del Hunty to the right-hand side, and he is swallowed up by a couple New Yorkers. That's number 17 and number 9 for New York.
Owen Hayes and Zane Gleason.
Zane Gleason, first time that we've called his name today, from Allegheny Limestone.
Oh, no, we mentioned him in the introductions.
Well, okay. All right. That's enough of that. It's your first time on radio, isn't it? But as it is, negative yardage there, 2nd and 11. From the 44-yard line for PA. Again, going with four wide, two on each side. Del Hunty in the backfield. And he'll take the snap, roll to the right.
Oh,
look, got a man wide open.
It's going to come back.
Shenfield, but it is going to come back. Shenfield gets brought down at the 11-yard line. However, there is a flag on the play. We're pretty positive it's coming back.
It's going to be a holding call.
Referee says holding. Holding on PA, so that will bring that big play back. Shenfield broke free in the secondary after Paul was scrambling to his right-hand side as whoever was covering him broke off the coverage to go make a play, and Shenfield was able to get wide open. However, the holding call will negate that and bring the ball all the way back to the 46-yard line for PA on 2nd and 21. Just real quick while we have a quick second while they're in the huddle, Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic is presented by Zimmerman Realty, Jimco Sales and Service, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, and McKean County E-Sales. PA will have the ball. Three wide receivers, two in the backfield. The whistle is blown. Looks like a clock issue.
Yeah, clock should stay running.
So here we go. Three wide receivers, two running backs in the backfield with Paul. He will drop back, scramble to the right-hand side. Got Shenfield again at the 50-yard line, and he is gang-tackled by 17, 19, and 18. So 17, 18, and 19 for New York all wanted to come together. That would be Owen Hayes, Logan Fleischman, and Landon Shapasher. I butchered that name. I know I did. No, I'm so sorry. Landon Shapasher. No, I might have got that right. I might have got that right. But we have a minute 40 left in the third quarter. 3rd and 16 for PA at the 49-yard line on New York side. Paul still in at quarterback. Three wide receivers to the left, one wide receiver to the right. Del Hunty in the backfield. Snap comes. He throws a lob ball, looking for a jump ball, and it is almost intercepted.
Drop.
Almost intercepted for New York by Landon Shapasher. And that will bring up 4th and 16, which I would assume would be a punt here. And that was one of those scenarios where they were just hoping for a jump ball.
Looking for a prayer.
And New York's safeties and corners have been very disciplined in staying home for the most part. They had the one broken play just a few minutes ago that got negated. But for the most part, their secondary has been very they've been very disciplined in playing their roles very well. So PA will keep their offense on the field. Four wide receivers missed a false start on the referees. Paul will roll to the left, throw to his left, and broken up by number 27 for New York, Cole Kiesler. And that will bring New York's offense back onto the field with a minute and 7 seconds left in the third quarter, leading 41-0. So you would expect that
running it down.
Conservative.
Yeah.
You would expect conservative, but we've been surprised. I'm not gonna say nothing about nothing because I don't think I've guessed anything right yet in terms of what they're gonna do on offense, and that's a good thing though. You don't
keep
if I can call it, then that means PA can call it. So those guys are a lot smarter than I am. But we'll see here. We got two running backs, two wide receivers. Looks like they're audibling out of it. Can't quite tell who the quarterback is under center at the moment. Here comes a snap, and it's a handoff to Slavinsky again, who runs it up the middle for a gain of about 12 for a first down. It's definitely a first down. Looks like we might have an injured player for New York.
I have a little cramp.
Clock stops at 46 and a half seconds after the first down run from Slavinsky. Definitely a cramp. Getting stretched out by his buddy there.
Isaac Towns, the quarterback, still in for New York.
Okay. Isaac Towns still in at quarterback. Well, while they deal with the injury, just run through a couple more sponsors here for the Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic. We have Little Fabric Garden, Papa Scoops, C.L. McTiernan Incorporated, Luciano Builders, New Bradford Auto, Hartle Tarbox Funeral Home, Wallace Engineering, Adam Services, Emporium Hardwoods, Ott and McHenry Pharmacy, Pine Acres Country Club and RV Park, and Devin Kloss State Farm. So thank you for our sponsors for today's game. And again, I feel like these people don't get enough credit when people are on the radio talking. So again, Nick Young's our producing engineer, thank you. Shout out to PA announcers here at the game, scoreboard workers. I feel like they don't get enough recognition doing what they do. It isn't as easy as I once thought it was, to be completely honest with you. But they're doing a great job here today. Trainers are now out with the downed New York player. I'm not able to see who it is that is down at the moment. It does just look like a cramp, just judging by how they're working on him. But don't want to assume anything. But right now, if you're PA, you're kind of thinking like, all right, we get it. Get a little break.
Get a little breather.
Yeah, after not being able to have a break for so long when this New York team just goes no huddle constantly. Obviously, don't want to see anybody hurt or anything, but PA is probably taking the break when they can to allow themselves to discuss what they want to do and take a quick break, get a drink, do all that stuff. New York players are dancing in the middle of the field. We got very, very different ends of the spectrum here in terms of player reaction right now. We got New York players bouncing around and dancing and messing around with each other. PA is standing
there.
Yeah, PA is standing in groups of four talking amongst themselves. And the crowd over at PA, honestly, is already dispersing with 46 and a half minutes or seconds left in the third quarter. Their crowd has dwindled from a lot less from what they started with.
Yeah.
Which I came into this game when I got here, I always remember PA being on the press box side.
The home side.
The home side, because they play the game in PA. And New York side was always on the opposite side. But I don't know if they just started this recently where they switched sides or what, but New York is actually on the press box side, the home side, typically for the Owls when they play here. But now injured players off the field. We have number 12, Isaac Towns, still in at quarterback. He's got four wide and a running back with him. Number 7 in motion is a decoy. Town keeps it, drags a defender with him for a very big gain. That brings them a first down. And looks like it might be the last play. There's 20 seconds left. Clock is running. First and 10 for New York, up 41-0. They are thinking about calling a play here. Might not. No sense of urgency here. They will snap it, pitch out to Slavinsky on the right-hand side, and he will get tackled on the right by number 33, Austin Campbell for PA. And that will end our third quarter with a score, New York All-Stars 41, PA All-Stars nothing. This is the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic from the King County East Dallas Press Box on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the University of Pittsburgh at Brantford, one of the most affordable four-year public colleges in Pennsylvania, carrying the prestige of the Pitt name. Located close to home, Pitt Brantford offers 41 career-ready majors, including business, sports management, exercise science, and engineering technology, all in a supportive, close-knit campus community. Get a world-class education without the big price tag. The University of Pittsburgh at Brantford. Pitt forged, Brantford inspired.
Adams Services on Front Street in Olean provides the highest quality sanitary services in the industry. Their experienced team specializes in rentals of porta potties, hand washing stations, and restroom trailers for any occasion, event, or job site. Adams Services also recently expanded to offer efficient and professional septic pumping, ensuring your system always stays in optimal condition. Find Adams Services on Facebook or get a quote today by visiting their website at oleanportapotty.com.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic here at Parkway Field in Bradford, Pennsylvania at Bradford Area High School, with the score being 41-0 in favor of the New York All-Stars. And the start of the fourth quarter coming, PA's off or defense is on the field, New York offense strolling down at the 20-yard line. Number 12, Isaac Town, is still in at quarterback. He's got two wide receivers short out wide. Corey Holleran in motion. Bad pitch to number seven, Dominic Clark. But he is quick, and he has the edge, and he will score on the left-hand side for a touchdown for New York. That's Dominic Clark on the left-hand side from Randolph. And that will bring the score up to 47-0 in favor of New York. And even off the bad pitch,
he still
was able to get around the edge. I mean,
he's you're not going to catch him when he gets into open field.
No,
that's
I don't
for
think
sure.
So. But you had to kind of question where PA's defense was, because there was nobody around.
No.
Extra point coming up. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up, and it is good, making the score New York 48, PA All-Stars 0. And, I mean, there's not much else to really say. I feel like a broken record. This is just a domination on behalf of the New York All-Stars, and I'm not sure. I mean, I'm going to be 34 here in a couple months, and I honestly don't know if I remember a game that was this one-sided for this All-Star game, and I don't.
Yeah, it was very, very one-sided tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fault the players or the coaches. The players are playing hard. It's not anything like that. It's just the execution on the New York side has been basically flawless. Outside of that third quarter, that first possession in the third quarter where they had a bunch of penalties, they have been I mean, they've been perfect. It's and the couple of turnovers they have, but in terms of overall execution, you can't ask for much better as a coach.
No, no. They said earlier they're playing like they've been playing together for a couple of years rather than a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of insane. We have a new kicker kicking off for New York. It's DJ Zada from Cattaraugus Little Valley on the kickoff now.
Gavin's legs were getting tired.
I believe it. The big kick to Ryan Chambers, who misses
touchback.
Roll into the end zone as a touchback. I believe he touched that, though. But PA will take the ball at the touchback yard line, which is the 20.
20, yep, 20.
And
going up to the 20. And
they will be commanded by waiting to see if it
looks like
Bar's coming out there, but
Bar's coming back out.
No, I should have known that because Davey Shenfield was over here on the far end, and he was the one I confused with Bar last time. So Bar is back in at center or under center. He will have trips to the right, one wide receiver to the left, one running back in the backfield, which is Hunter App, and he will take a low snap scramble to the left. And he will get dragged down by number 16 for New York, Trent Castleman, on the tackle. He will get about four or five. He'll bring up second down.
Here's a, you know, let Bar sling the ball a little bit.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you don't have anything to lose at this point. No. Might as well let him go. Let him go sling the ball around a little bit.
Let him have a little fun.
Yeah, why not? He's under shotgun again. Trips to the right. Hand off to App on a late handoff. Looked like it might have been an option play.
Option, yeah.
Barr might have hesitated on the decision a little bit. But App will carry the ball for about maybe half a yard or so. Put the ball just shy of the 25-yard line. Bar back in the shotgun again. He will have trips to the left this time. Single wide receiver to the right. App in the backfield. He will take the snap. And a good jump by the end there for New York. And Bar runs right into the pressure from number 18 for New York, that is Logan Fleischman, on a great pressure right there from him. And not quite sure what Kobe saw there to rush that way when there was a New York.
B107.5 FM.
Dr. Robert Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular congratulate all the players, coaches, and cheerleaders for their participation in the Big 30 Charities Classic. For over 40 years, the Big 30 game has provided necessary funds for countless individuals and organizations throughout the Big 30 region. Dr. Tejera also sends this reminder. For world-class vascular surgery in a small-town setting, you can count on Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford. For more information, call them at 814-368-8490.
Luciano Builder's slogan is, "We build our reputation." It's a lot like playing in the Big 30 game. Start with a well-conceived plan, lay a sturdy foundation, build a sound framework, use the best quality materials, and pay attention to details. In football as in life, planning and execution equals a winning game plan. Luciano Builder's congratulates all the participants in the Big 30 game and reminds them to do as Luciano's and continue to build their own reputation.
It's always quick and easy when you stop at the convenient drive-thru at the Beer Barn. You'll find all your favorite brands at the Beer Barn, like Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud and Bud Light, plus a big selection of imports in craft beers. Choose from all sizes, singles, six-packs, and cases. And remember, those delicious and refreshing adult slushies. Mm-mm. If you prefer, park your car and shop inside. Their friendly staff is always there to help. Always quick and easy at the Beer Barn, Bolivar Drive in Bradford. No bull, just beer and slushies.
You've got questions when it comes to car care. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? And where should I take it? New Bradford Auto Service has the answers. Who? New Bradford Auto Service. Now owned and operated by Bob Elliott. Where? That's an easy one. Take it where honest, good people take their vehicles for honest, good work. New Bradford Auto Service. Automotive repairs and inspections on West Washington Street in Bradford. And remember, don't drink and drive.
Big 30 Football.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic. Apologize for that. We must have had some technical difficulties. We are at 4:15 left in the fourth quarter with PA in possession of the ball. Looks like number 45, Kane Sharba, on the reception from Ben Paul. And right now, I mean, nothing much has changed. Really, PA having a hard time moving the football against this tough, physical New York defense. And
they have been on a wall.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the same thing. Paul will take the snap. Lots of pressure off a screen to Del Hunty, and he will pick up the first down for PA with 3:25 left in the fourth quarter. He will bring the ball out to the 48-yard line for PA. Again, down 56-0 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left. Brought down by, I believe, number 9, Zane Gleason from Allegheny Limestone on the tackle. We will have Ben Paul at shotgun, 4 wide, 2 on each side. Del Hunty in the backfield. Throw is to 45 with a fingertip catch.
Juggling catch there.
By Kane Sharba. And he will bring that out to the 40, about the 42-yard line on the New York side of the football. And he was met over there by a couple different New York defenders, but I believe number 10, Dakota Colts, was the first initial tackler. So now Paul and shotgun, 4 wide receivers. Again, dump off to Del Hunty, and he is met immediately on the catch. It will now be, did not get a whole lot. It'll now be third down, and looks like seven.
Seven.
Third and seven.
We'll call it seven.
So he actually lost a few yards on the play there. And clock running down. We got a minute 48 left. Paul in center. Dumped off to Del Hunty again, and he will run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Real quick, Big 30 is brought to you by Love Toyota of Bradford, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Closes Lumber, Between Four Walls, and Charlie's Cycle Sales and Service. Thank you to our sponsors. PA has roughly a minute and 10 seconds to try to get into the end zone here. Paul under or in shotgun, 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. Del Hunty and thrown to Schoenfield, who is brought down immediately upon the catch. He will lose about 3 yards on the play. And again, just a tough
night.
Yeah, it's a tough night for them. I mean, not much you can really do. It's unfortunate for the PA side to have it come down like this, but they're still going in the hurry up. Paul takes the snap, throws, and it is picked off by New York, trying to get the number.
There's a flag.
There is a flag on the play. It's number 60 on the interception, Noah Fuller from Cattaraugus Little Valley. He will pick the pass off with 28.4 left.
I believe it will.
However, there is a flag on the play, so we will see what the flag is here.
I believe it will still be New York's ball.
We will see here.
Could have been a block in the back. Or...
Well, we have a moment. Just like to thank some more sponsors. Big 30 is brought to you by Cartez Family Vision, Pure Tech, American Refining Group, Bradford Tire Center, Fosterbrook Creamery, The Paper Factory, Bradford Arby's, Taylor & Armstrong, Ferguson Printing, Bayline Insurance, and Bud's Towing and Recovery. So the penalty will be a 15-yard penalty. I believe it was on New York, but after the interception. So the interception counts and stands. However, they brought the football back.
21, 22-yard line?
So it's roughly at the 21-yard line with the clock running down, and New York will take a knee. Yep, that will be the final play of this game. With your final score, with New York in a dominant win, 56-0 over the PA All-Stars. This is Ryan Mackey from the McKean County East Sales Press Box. This is the Big 30 All-Star Charity Classic on WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
Whether you're working hard or hardly working, you'll find the right equipment at Jim Coast Sales and Service. See the hard-working line of Coyote tractors, mowers and blowers by Cub Cadet, Ferris and Echo, powerful Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides, Ski-Doo snowmobiles, and lots more. For every job, every adventure, and every season, Jim Coast has you covered. Jim Coast Sales and Service in Duke Center. Stop and see them today or visit them online at jimcoastsales.com.
McKean County eSales understands the importance of building lasting relationships with customers. They strive to create a welcoming and trustworthy environment where you can feel confident in your transactions. McKean County eSales has helped countless customers find rare treasures, expand their collections, and turn unwanted items into cash. Explore McKean County eSales' diverse inventory of coins, metals, firearms, and more by visiting them on West Main Street in Smithport or by calling 814-887-4160.
It's more than just a great golf course. Pine Acres Golf and RV Resort features one of the area's finest 18-hole golf courses, plus a brand new spacious RV campground in a wooded setting. And if you don't have an RV, check Airbnb for their rental camper or a rental house. Then there's the Pine Acres Restaurant, open to the public 7 days a week, with a full menu featuring wing nights Thursday and Saturday and fish fry on Fridays. There's so much to like at Pine Acres Golf and RV Resort, just a few miles from Bradford on West Warren Road.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, one of the most affordable four-year public colleges in Pennsylvania, carrying the prestige of the Pitt name. Located close to home, Pitt Bradford offers 41 career-ready majors, including business, sports management, exercise science, and engineering technology, all in a supportive, close-knit campus community. Get a world-class education without the big price tag. The University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. Pitt forged, Bradford inspired.
Adams Services on Front Street in Olean provides the highest quality sanitary services in the industry. Their experienced team specializes in rentals of porta-potties, hand-washing stations, and restroom trailers for any occasion, event, or job site. Adams Services also recently expanded to offer efficient and professional septic pumping, ensuring your system always stays in optimal condition. Find Adams Services on Facebook or get a quote today by visiting their website at oleanportapotty.com.
WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford. Big 30 Football on B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
Welcome back to the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic on WESB Sports. I am Ryan Mackey with Zach Coakley. We have a final score here of 56-0 for New York State All-Stars, and they showed why they are yeah. All-Stars tonight. I mean, just an unbelievable performance on both sides of the ball. Give PA's players credit. They didn't quit. They kept fighting, but just were completely and utterly outmatched in ways yeah. that I really don't think I've seen before.
Yeah, New York, they were dominant. They were disciplined. Except for maybe one drive, that drive with a bunch of flags. They played like I said earlier, a very well-oiled machine.
Yeah, and I mean, they just did everything the right way. They were really well-coached, and they executed their plan to perfection. They had a lot of hands in the honeypot. I mean, yeah. A lot of guys got touches. We were going back and forth. We were going to award a player of the game for both sides, and I mean, for New York, you could have named at least four guys that probably deserve it for various different reasons. I mean, you have Manic Isaac, who throws for about 228 yards, three touchdowns, had a 2-point conversion, had a rushing touchdown as well, finishes with 36 yards rushing and two touchdowns. He had the two touchdowns up the middle, down here on the right end zone. And you had Action Jackson, who was all over the field. Defensively, you could go with Breton Blecha, who was great, had two receiving touchdowns, finished with over 100 yards. Even number 25, Connor Braley, who caught the swing, the wheel route over there on the left hand side to end the first half, had another rushing touchdown here to end the game. Had some tackles and stuff defensively. He's another one that was in consideration, but there was multiple guys that you could have went with for that game.
It wouldn't have been a wrong answer.
I don't think you could have got it wrong. I think they probably could split the notoriety of being player of the game in the Big 30 All-Star evenly amongst themselves, and I think it would be perfectly fair to say that they could do that. The PA side is a little bit more difficult because they weren't able to get going offensively. They had some good plays defensively, had some nice pass breakups. Ryder Brown from Cameron County had quite a few good plays, played one deep ball for Blecha really well, had a couple pass deflections. You had Del Hunty, who ran really hard, especially in the first half, was pretty quiet in the second half.
Yeah.
But I think that was more of them just having to go away from that and getting a little bit more aggressive. But at the end of the day, they still truly weren't all that aggressive, if we're being honest. It just kind of stayed. It was
flat.
Status quo for them. And
they
through
flat.
The whole game. Yeah. And that's surprising to see that in an All-Star game. Like, you didn't see a whole lot of emotion behind it. At the very start of the game, PA came out, they were fired up, they were ready to go, and we just didn't see that stay the same. And it's one of those things where you get punched in the mouth when you're on the football field, and it's really hard to recover from that, especially when you get jumped on the way that PA did today.
Yeah, they never got to really light a spark and get things going.
Yeah, it was a tough game for PA. I know that's not how you want to go out as your final game, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of tears in the PA locker room. I'm not going to lie. It's not one of those things that is easy to accept when you do that. But we have to award a McKean County E-Sales star of the game for both sides. We took everything into consideration. We discussed the options. Like we said, New York had a bunch of different players that could have taken it, and we decided to give that award for today's game to Maddox Isaac, who played spectacularly on offense, was a leader, threw for three touchdowns, ran for another two, had the 2-point conversion. And then for PA, we decided to go with Mr. Rocco Del Hunty, just for how aggressive he was running when he did get the opportunity. And you could see how much this game did mean to him. You saw him getting frustrated when he wasn't able to get things going. He wanted to play well, but just unfortunately just wasn't enough for him tonight.
No.
So congratulations to those two players. Congratulations to New York, the New York State All-Stars as a whole. Like I said, just a dominant performance for them. One more time, just want to thank our Big 30 sponsors, Futures Rehabilitation Center, Rhonda Ramsey Hair Design, The Beer Barn, Copy Connection, Jen McMillan State Farm, Metallico Bradford, and all the sponsors that we had today. Thank you to all the Big 30 volunteers that put a lot of hard work in doing this every year, my wife included, who worked at the gate today.
Dog.
Thank you to Igor at WESB for giving me the opportunity to do this. It was a huge honor, huge privilege to be able to do this. Zach, thank you for being here and helping me out with this, because it would have been really awkward doing it on my own. So I appreciate you coming out and doing this. So
yeah,
one last
out,
time.
Shout out Cam Snodgrass for being sick.
Yeah, how about it? I don't even think he was sick. I think he was faking it the whole time. I just don't think he wanted to be here with me today, and I don't appreciate that.
Shout out.
But for one last time, once again, New York wins this game with a final score of 56-0 from my broadcast partners at Coakley and our producing engineer, Nick Youngs. I'm Ryan Mackey from the McKean County eSales Press Box. This has been the Big 30 All-Stars Charity Classic, a presentation of WESB Sports.
Thanks for listening to the 52nd Annual Big 30 All-Star Charities Classic, live on WESB Sports. This broadcast was made possible by dozens of Big 30 area sponsors, including McKean County eSales, proud to support the game, its players, coaches, and cheerleaders. Big 30 Football was a presentation of WESB Sports.